Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, that's on my face, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, dude.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Don't be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see you, girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you be your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass looking thick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll smell just right. So if you're sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. Got to see her and I'm like a
let's
dance.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
8. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. Said if pain was gonna flirt, now you can't
down that.
Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. Why they call me Steady Fender and I be like, oh, I see ya, only mama me, I'm old pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I blast by, I know exactly what you say. He's and yes, he's so good. Now hey, Sean, I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you lie to me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. Bring around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking at good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
When you're
gonna roll a
piece of I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie,
only people on the radio that talk about how great it is to kill each other are black.
Black man, I love you. Let me be the first to tell you if ain't nobody ever told you. From one soldier to another, black man, I salute you. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. My skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves. Women is hate each other. Still, my brothers dying over colors. Lost hope, so we found trouble. Some mothers never recovered. Cops aim, he bustin'. More pain and suffering. Being viewed as nothing. Wrongly accused. Police abuse. In the cell, confused. They only show us on the news. Acting a fool. I did my labor. I just want my fruits. I hate my neighbor and he hate me too. It's just the way we grew. We ain't never met. Maybe it'll help if I just take the first step and introduce myself. Why be against each other? We got the same struggle. And I know we do. Cause we the same color.
Soldier to a another black man, I salute. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna kill nobody. You're my brother, different mother.
With the same skin color as me. I don't wanna have to take you out the game. Leave your mama with the burden of burying the son. You don't have to pull a gun. You got beef with me, then we can throw them hands of old school way. And we can live to see another day. I know they wanna see us kill each other. They don't wanna see us working together to build Black Wall Street. My community is full of poverty, and the lack of having money is the greatest disease it'll ever be. But we can stop it if we come together. Ain't no stopping us. But first, we gotta stop killing us, killing us.
From one soldier to another, black man, I salute. For the pain we endure and the struggle we go through. Our skin is our sin, look at me, I'm living proof. And I feel it's only right, the youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
Wonder why the homie wanna kill me. Just cause he can't feel me. Let's talk it out. Don't turn your back on me, we got something to talk about. I can shoot you in your leg with this and make you walk it out. Or I can shoot you in your head with this, it ain't no walking out. I don't wanna do that, I wanna see you live, bro. You probably a father, need to be here with your kids, bro. I'm in jail like I can't believe what I did, bro. Self-defense, still second degree, that's what it is, bro. You gone forever, I'm gone for a season. They ask me why it happened, I could not give them a reason.
From one soldier to another, black man, I salute. During the struggle we go through, our skin is our sin. Look at me, I'm living proof, and I feel it's only right. The youth know the truth. System is set up for us to fail. Either dead or in jail, nobody cares. Pray for me, I pray for you. Somebody be the glue. Come together, stop killing ourselves.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna kill nobody. You're my brother, different mother.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. You can satisfy.
Whatever it is.
Friday. Friday, baby.
You can satisfy. All right, all right. How everybody doing? Hope everybody doing fine. We're going to try to get this show started today. Hoping we can bring some light to things. You know, it's the time of the year where we waiting on the Super Bowl to race. I believe that's next week. But anyway, until that happened, we ain't really got no racing to talk about. Now, what we could talk about, you know, I really don't want to talk about. I hate to talk about negative things, and I wish some of these other brothers out here would stop pushing the negative issues. Tell you like this here. As long as you do whatever you can afford to do or love doing, then that's good enough. There can't nobody else fulfill your needs or what you need to do and how you need to live. You know, you hear so many people put people down for not being able to do what they're able to do. And I really don't feel that's right. I think that's some bullshit. We commend and, you know, you guys for what y'all doing. I know I love it myself, but that don't mean that you got to turn around and kick dirt in my face because I ain't doing it. I can't do it. Whoever, or I'm just a fan, or however it may be. I hope one day that I'd be able to raise eyebrows, have people looking at me in that manner. But I'm not going to turn around and dog the other person to try to make myself look bigger than what I already am. It just ain't necessary. You know, and people that have retired from this to still try to follow it. It's just people just love to follow it. Still people that love to race. And maybe they can't afford to race in that manner. But they love, that's why they follow you guys, because they love seeing what you do. So we need to stop all that. We really do. Just do what you love doing, wherever you love to do it at. Don't have to be the negative stuff spreading. That don't do nothing but hurt our world. They like, damn, these people can't get along from nothing in the world. We show it time and time again. How you doing? Y'all hold on a second. Okay. This is the first medicine I got today. Mm-hmm.
Well, first thing, are you in any pain? You okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I don't carry no weight, but I'm going to still speak my piece. And even if I did carry some weight, I'm not going to kick you down, just step over you. You understand? Yeah, I am. Still in care of the doctor. I've been like this since the 25th of September. I ain't even seen my home. But I love this thing so much. I try to come on every show that I can and listen, because that's what makes me move. This will make me feel good. Oh, well, the dog is telling me, man, why don't you get some rest, man? I am resting when I'm in the presence of you guys. That's where I get my energy from. Being in the presence of you guys, doing the things I love, hearing about the things I love. There ain't nothing bad about it. until it's really time for me to sit down, I'm going to keep on trying to get there the best I can, whether it's on the phone, video, if I can make it there, have somebody else race my car until I can't no more. Because I love the excitement of it, the camaraderie, the talking shit, all that. It's just something fun to do, to be able to do. So let's look at the little guy as well as whatever you call yourself, big guy or whatever, and don't discourage. And then y'all say, why there ain't no racing going on? Y'all scare half the motherfuckers that might want to race because they can't look like y'all or run like y'all, so they figure they just punk peon, so they just stay out the way. I don't care if I got a 12-second car. I'm going to just stay in my lane, which I do have a 12-second car. I'm going to just stay in my lane with all the other 12-second motherfuckers, like Willie Dog and Chuck and all them slow motherfuckers and slow like me. Have some fun. That's what all it's about. And when I don't want to see something fast, I watch the fast guys go down the track and brag on them too. You understand? But anyway, where my people at? Where my people at? I know we got to have somebody on the sucker tonight. We got quite a few people going. Don't be scared to raise y'all hand. Y'all got something to say, want to talk about it? Come on, talk about it.
Man, shut your slow ass up. I'm going to come to Chicago, and I'm going to bring my goddamn 15-second car there and beat your ass.
Nothing wrong with that. That's the way
they wait. Well, we'll be some
15-second motherfuckers getting down. Yes, sir.
What's up, bro? What's happening with you?
Ain't nothing happening, ladder man. Ain't nothing happening at all, man.
Yeah, you know.
We just trying to,
I have to
get on another Friday night. Huh?
I said I have to call in now because, Sunday, nobody gonna talk to me Sunday. Sunday, I'll be 61 years old. I think I'm gonna get drunk. Hell, nah, I ain't gonna get no drunk. I don't drink. You know me, man. I'm just talking shit.
How old you be Sunday?
61 Sunday. 61.
You say 61?
61. 61.
61. Hey. You're a young punk.
Oh, shit. Just because you 64 don't mean that I'm young now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really old.
Well,
you just look old.
I'll be 64.
You ain't already 64. Don't try to get out of it. Shit. You know I added a year to you. You know I know how old you are, man. Come on now.
Yeah, man.
I
forgot about you. Getting up there, I thought you were a little younger than that.
Man, there ain't no little young punk shit. The little young punk be always telling me, talking about, your old ass, this, that, and that. I said, shit, there's a lot of you little young motherfuckers in the humps and grind. I'm still here. I said, you better think about that. You got to get where I'm at.
That's right.
They were supposed to have a King of the Coast race down here this weekend. I don't know if they canceled it or not. I ain't heard nobody out there tonight, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow in the morning. So usually when they do that, and if it clear up, they'll dry the track and they'll race tomorrow evening, probably about 2:00 until whenever they get through, and they'll race Sunday anyway. But
yeah.
Hope it's a pretty good weather because it's It would be like 67, 68 degrees both days. You know?
Yeah.
Even after the rain, it's supposed to stay there. So, you know. It's just sitting right here. We just had a cloudy, overcast day today, and I've been riding my ass off. Had to go get your little buddy. I had to go take him back yesterday, and I had to go up there twice. And then today I had to come back. Man, I'm tired. I'm tired.
That's tough.
Yeah, and then I had to go way on the other side of the county over there, too, twice yesterday. I'm tired.
Hey, man, do that track by you ever close, man? Is it open all year round or close for a couple of months?
They are closed the week of Christmas, and they're open back up the first of the year, and they call it the Hangover Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah, if just say for instance, like this year, January 1st is a Sunday. They'll be open that Sunday. They'll open up that Sunday. Any other time, they'll open up, you know, whatever the holiday, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? They'll open up that day. They race New Year's Day. The Hangover Nationals, they call it.
Okay. The Hangover Nationals.
Yeah. And I know information too, in case a lot of people didn't know, it might be talking about it on the internet, I don't know. But the guy, supposedly, they hadn't contacted me back yet, but the guy's wanted to buy Hattiesburg Track. He supposedly went this week past before the board to see if they're going to let him open it if he purchased it. But he said he's not going to purchase it until they give him the okay or the yay or nay on whether he's going to be open it or not. They say he can purchase it, he's going to purchase it. And he said, now the way they talk, he possibly had it open back up, I think, like September next year. And it may be open before that, if, you know, depending on the rain, you know, because, you know, the first part of the year down here, it rain a lot. It depends on the rain. And Gulfport is under new management. They're putting on some new, the track right here by me, they're under new management. They're going to be putting on a lot of new different races this year, too. And I know they got five different grudge races coming.
Uh-oh.
So, they've been doing a few. They've been doing like three a year, maybe four, but they got five added to that now. So we're going to see what they're going to do.
I tell them they want some fast cars to come down. Contact me. We can talk about it.
Hey, I
bring
my
arsenal down there.
I put the word out there. Well, I tell you, years ago, back in the 80s, they had them five-second funny cars going up and down that track like it wasn't nothing, and they done resurfaced that track and everything since then.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see. I'm going to see what they're going to do. And I try to keep you in the loop on it. Whenever they have something, I'll be out there, or if somebody else out there, I tag you in on it. If I'm out there, I tag you in on it and send the videos to you. Put them on it. I'll put them on Facebook where everybody can see them, but, you know, I'll tag in on them.
Okay.
Just like I do during that cruising the coast when they have that down here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Everybody
cruising the coast like I don't know. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I heard you on here and you were by yourself. Mm-hmm. I heard you ask, you know, and I saw you was on here by yourself. I said, let me hit this one button and get in here with him right quick, you know what I'm saying, to help him out.
I sure appreciate like old time.
I was going to hit the one button anyway tonight, but you know what I'm saying, I was just waiting, trying to see who was going and what the subject was, if you had one or what y'all was talking about, you know, whatever on that deal there.
Yeah, I heard somebody talking something about Hattie Berry, and they were saying that the guy say he'll buy it and open it up, but he got to have some paperwork knowing he can operate it.
Mm-hmm.
He got to have a contract or something, and that's a smart thing now. Don't wait till you buy it and then.
Right. He don't want the planning commission to come in there and shut him down after he done spent his money.
Right.
It's going to be some money involved.
They say they built something around there, new highway or something, and say they built all the way around the track, huh? They left the track standing.
Yeah, if you had ever been to the track before, you come off of 49 to 59, and you come up 59 to Edenton via Glendale Road, and you run up the ramp there, you take a left and go down, go across the bridge, back across 59 and go around, and the track is right there. All those houses and that construction company that was right there before you get there, they bought all of that out.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the track, those houses down through there, they bought all of them out, all the way down for probably about maybe a half a mile. Those two fields that they used to fill up and the track, and they parked people down in the field to walk back up there, they bought all that out,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they was trying to, there's supposed to be some type of big interchange or something like that in that highway system there, and that they were going to bring another highway through there. I think that's what it was.
What happened?
I don't know. That's like here. They bought three subdivisions here, and they was cutting the connector road from the port all the way up to I-10, and it's supposed to go beyond. They started work on it, and then they shut down. Pull those excavators and everything out there, and they cut it down and everything, they build it back up, and they started, and then they stopped. And it's just sitting there now.
Wow.
It's overgrown. I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe it's because Brett Favre stole them $5 million. I don't know.
Yeah. They needed that money to do it.
Yeah, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It was something like that. I'm just being sarcastic when I said that, but maybe it had something to do with it. It's a possibility it may have had something to do with it.
Wow. Man, what key at them at tonight?
Five.
Last week, man.
Yeah, I came on, I heard him. He said he was getting off when I heard him. You know, I just didn't say nothing. I just stayed out, you know. Y'all had it going on, so I just stayed out the way.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay.
That sound like key at them.
Good evening, everybody.
What's up,
kid?
Shit, nothing much. How's everybody doing?
Hey, kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you announce on my show tonight that you're resigning from the Willie Dog Show, I'll double your salary of what he paid.
Woo! Oh, man. Goddamn. Hey, Crooked Letter, you hear Eddie using them Chicago politics? Lord, have mercy. Not to bribe, Eddie.
Hey, kid, that sound like an old Billy Preston song to me. You remember the old Billy Preston song? Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Yeah. They got Eddie using them Chicago politics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, what's been happening?
No, ain't nothing too much, man. Just trying to get on here and have some fun and hope people come on and have something to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know what time Chuck said he's going to chime in tonight. I don't know what time he's going to chime in. He might have some more dumbass questions. You know, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eddie, the politicking that you just did with Kid about Dog Show, I got a question for you. Are you kin to Lori Lightfoot?
I'm glad one thing, if I am, there's no resemblance. That's an ugly little motherfucker.
Oh, man. Damn, Eddie, how long you been holding that in, Eddie?
Damn, Eddie, she don't look like Lord of the Rings, do she?
Man, and everything, anything else, Loop, Ring, the Frog, Lord of the Frog. That's a funny looking character, boy.
I know when I first saw her, bro, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, wait a minute. Who this dude is? You know, it's just like, that ugly ass woman down here, Sidney Hyde Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Hyde Smith, ugly woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all got him. Y'all got a male or female mayor in your town, Crooked-Eddie?
Say again now?
You got a male or female mayor for your town?
Oh, we got male. We got male.
Oh, okay.
It might not be no female males in Mississippi.
I think it is, but it ain't too many because They still believe in that good old boy system, you know what I'm saying? They ain't, women ain't,
right.
ain't everything down here, you know, like a lot of places.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you'll be surprised at that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, Crooked Lady, you going to get that thing?
Yes, sir.
Because they hit it.
Nah, go ahead, Hall. I was just going to ask you, you going to get that thing out this year? I know you're baking it where you can go back on the street and everything. You going to try to run it this year?
I'm working on it as we speak, Ed. I started back on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to lock up everything on the rim and, pull the carpet out, put new carpet back in there, and I'm going to repaint the floor with Rust-Oleum and everything. Then I'm going to put the new carpet back in there, put the seats and everything back in there. And all I got to do is just start going, running it, you know.
Yeah. Now, that track up there by the golf court, do they have prep? Some days they prep for a slick, some days they have radio prep. How did he run up there?
Gulfport, they prep the track. They just regular prep the track unless somebody come and have a radio tie event. Other than that, it's just a regular slip prep.
Well, okay.
In other words, they call it
my kind of
track.
Yeah.
A lot of guys still come there, you know, on that slick track, and they still run them radios, but, you know, it ain't got that tight-ass radio prep on it like, you know, Georgia Motorsport or somewhere like that, you know. These boys out here don't care. They running.
They got a way, if you know what you're doing, you can bring any tire.
And know your personnel that you're dealing with. You know what your car do. When you know your personnel, you know about how, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say it like him, but you do. Everybody do. You know about how fast they are. But if they were really faster than you and you knew it, you wouldn't pick on them no way. You wouldn't even talk to them. So, you know, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own judgment, you know, about how fast they think a car is going, how fast slow a car is, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know where all these boys at tonight, man. And me, you, and Kid on here.
And we are.
No, me, you, Kid, and him is on here.
All right, well, Uncle Larry.
What
up, Uncle Larry?
What's happening? Hey, what up? What up, Ed? What's up, Kid? What's up, love?
What's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's up?
Uh-oh. I'm really getting like old time
money. Looking for me? Here I go. The man right here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was so calm on here, I had to come on and wave my hand at y'all.
It's pretty calm tonight so far.
Yeah. I'm sitting back and I've been doing a lot of listening, you know. On different show, on different shows, on your show and everything, you know. And it's a lot of hating going on. A lot of hating going on. I hate to say it. I hate to bring it up, but you know that's what I do. You know, and yes, sir. Just like you, hey kid, what kind of race are you, like eighth or quarter?
Yeah. Huh?
What kind of racing do you like? 8 mile or quarter mile?
Two cars going down.
It don't make a difference. All you got to do is going down the track. Is that correct?
Don't make me no motherfucking difference whether they show their time or not. All I want to do is see two cars go down.
That's right. That's right. And if that's what you like, that's what you like. Should I get upset with two cars?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you like?
No. That's my motherfucking opinion.
Yes, sir,
I'm
impressive.
Entitled to it.
That's right. That's right. That's the way it should be. The people that like what they like,
mm-hmm.
do what they like. The ones that want to do what they like, do what they like. You know, don't down.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna downplay one for the other. Cause I can watch either one too. You know, and a lot of folks don't really understand that. You know,
I'm gonna tell you a little something. I seen a whole bunch of motherfucking grudge racers that, you know, don't want to show their time or whatever. But they were showing down there in Mike Hill's goddamn race looking at them folks.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I see a whole lot of them go to these other tracks and shit and watch them posting times they can on. So you tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 810.
Yeah.
6326. Your mic is open.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Yes, sir. Uh-oh. Hey, Miss Lee.
Hey.
Hey,
stranger.
How you doing? Hey, what's up? I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
He's doing all right. Really like old time now. We got Miss Lee on here. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
When I first started hearing about 8 mile racing, it just didn't seem right to me. But it didn't grow on me now because I see the concept of it. And it's just that you're not going as far, but it's still real exciting. But it had to grow on me at first. I'm like 8 mile. Why they run 8 mile? You know, but hey, man, like you say, I don't care what they run to now. They still in competition. There's a sideline and a finish line. You know.
But you know, Eddie, I'm gonna tell you a little secret. It's been said before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say it again. A lot of people tell you, man, I don't like no 8 mile racing. How could you not like 8 mile racing? Because you got to run an eight before you can run a quarter. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
So either way, you run late. You may not see the time you want to see late when you gear for the quarter or set up for the quarter, but you know what I'm saying? You're going to run that 8 mile to get to the quarter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like you got to take one step before you can take 10. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Man, they kill me with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So, it had to grow me, but I love it now. I love all racing, man. I mean, I watch class racing, whatever. As long as I see some racing, like you say, kid, two cars going down the track
side by side. I give a fuck whether they show their time or not.
And get excited when I see one motherfucker testing out there looking like he had whooped the whole world.
Now, my problem with racing is one thing. I don't care for no prep racing because everyone I have been to, people tap a lot of goddamn cars, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that don't make no sense to me. That's kind of dumb to me, too, but, you know.
If that's what they want to do, that's on them, but I'm just saying, I just don't like it.
Yep. Yeah, well, see, no prep racing is just like we used to be out on the streets racing at night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all mm-hmm. it is. It's just now that they're much more faster than we was back in the days when we was racing on the streets.
But here's the exception to that whole thing right here. This is the exception to it. Why is it that all these guys that are going to these tracks and they're going, oh, the track ain't hooking. That track ain't shit. This ain't that. And then they go to a damn no prep race. It ain't no glue down. Explain that.
And then they could go to a prep track and got them and knock the tires off and shit. You know, I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, shit kills me.
But you stand a greater chance of going down a prep track than you do a non-prep track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if I want to go out there and pay $75,000, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 for a car and then go out there and smash it into the guardrail and end up with a Christmas tree ornament because you can put some lights on that mother and put it in the front yard and light it up during Christmas. That's all it's good for. I can't see it.
Yep.
It could happen to you in regular racing too, but I'm just saying. But your chances are greater than no prep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But again, they got the money. They like what they doing. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's something that I had to say. I wouldn't get involved in that, but hey, if that's what they like, you know, hang on.
That's what I just said. I don't like it, but if they like it, they do it. I just prefer not to go. After I went to a couple of them and saw that, I don't want to go no more. I stay away from the no prep. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't care for it. That's just like for me. That's like back in the 70s and 80s, they were fighting them dogs. I went to a couple dog fights. I don't go no more. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. You know?
Yep.
I very seldom watch MMA and UFC fighting because a lot of time, man, they stand there and let them people get beat too bad. I don't like that.
Yeah. I see. I definitely understand what you're saying there, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's too
brutal. Like I said, that no prep ain't my cup of tea. If they like it, I love it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it for them, but I don't love it for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I tell them.
Well, it looked like to me, for the last year or so, at least, not this year, this past. Look like racing came back up a little bit. I hope it continue to grow and people continue to get more involved and more people come off the street back to the track. Because at one time, all them guys is out there racing on the street now. They was at the track doing their thing with them street cars. And when all that uncertainty started happening, they went back to the street and found out that it's good on the street now. It looked like the streets been better than what it was when we were coming up. And the police don't know them so much. It's weird, but it just seems like they sometimes be out there all day tonight and don't get bothered. Every once in a while they get ran away, but nothing like we used to get run from spot to spot to spot. You know. But I would love to see them guys come back to the track. For the track and keep on progressing.
Oh, yeah, well, they can run them off the streets if they wanted to, you know. I guess it ain't no big priority.
Oh, yeah.
I know back in our day, goddamn, they turned the fire hydrants on, fill the streets up with water, not go race, motherfucker, if you want to.
I gave them to Zion.
I sit back and I look and I listen. I like what Von.
What well, Von said some good shit last night.
Yeah, I like what Von right? doing. I'm right here. I like what Von doing. Von is, I consider Von a grudge racer. And the reason I consider him a grudge racer, it don't make him no different. He goes to the north, south, east, or west. You're right.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what it takes. He make an adjustment for wherever he is or wherever he going to go, and he go and he pull down. You know? And I like that.
He got somebody working with his car that knows about, you know, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
For the percent of these folks out here with race cars, they don't know them that much about no car, the chassis and all that kind of shit.
Hey, Kid, I'm going to tell you something there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really know Von, but I talked to him a couple of times. You know, we talked after the show and different stuff like that, you know, just jaw-jacking around. But I'm going to tell you something to me, the way I see it. The way it looked to me is that Von realized, like a lot of people say, man, I spent all this money in this car. I ain't going to race for no $500. I ain't going to race for no $600, $700, no $1,000. You have to get it up there, this, that, and other. Vaughn look at it differently. Vaughn look at it like, hey, I spent this money in the car. I need to get as much of it as I can get back. So I'm going to lock you in for whatever you want to lock in for. And then he'll pick the rest of them, like I be saying, on side.
On the side.
So, that, you know what I'm saying? You're still making your money. But, you know, a lot of people just don't understand that principle. You know what I'm saying? I can't run my car for this, that, and other. Okay, you got a car sitting there that ain't making no money. It's just going to waste, basically.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
What's that going on? Motor City Chemo.
Let me merge. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing, man. Just
so they want to be merged. Okay.
Friday night. Just got paid. It's Friday night. Just got paid.
Somebody fell off.
Spaghetti, I'm going to go get this thing right.
Oh, man. $41.99. Sell off. There you go.
Yeah.
The boss rocketing.
Yeah, but you know, Eddie, like I was saying, if you got a car you spent $80,000 in, and you only race that car twice a year, and you ain't raceable, but $2,000 every time you race, and you only race two times, you losing. You losing.
Hey, man, how many times you race a year? I just want to know.
No, I race as many times as you.
Well, I'm saying, how many times have you raced this year?
I race more times than you. See, Kimo, what you don't understand is you don't get to see me down here. I drive a lot of different people's cars around here. You don't get to see that.
Who that, Kimo? Man, that's that goddamn crooked letter. That sounds like Pajo.
You don't get to see that.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not Pajo.
How many cars have you drove by? Why we don't never get to see you on any, man?
Well, Kimo, you don't drive no cars. When have you ever raced a car?
I'm asking you.
Bring your ass out here, you'll get a chance to see it.
Oh, okay. You only race in Louisiana?
I race right here in my area down here.
Oh, I understand you're a local joker. Nothing I can say about that.
I ain't never claimed him. My claim to fame ain't a nationwide racer. But now, if you got a car that's compatible to mine, I will race your ass, though.
What you got, baby? What you got? Good luck.
I got a Fodo cutting with a 231 V6 in it. With a 200 metric transmission, with a 241 gear in it. That's what I got. Bring something look like that, I'll tear your ass up.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a Cobra jacket in there?
It got a quarter jet on it.
Cobra jet.
It got a quarter jet on it.
Yeah.
No, man, you know good and well, I ain't going to tell you what I got. I ain't finna do that. But it's all good. We still people. We're gonna be good, bro. We're gonna always be good. We just gonna argue and talk shit to each other from time to time, but you know what I'm saying? You get out on me, I'm gonna get out on your ass, so you can get ready for that. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't mad at you.
Kid, you holding it down over here or what?
Okay. Hey, Kimo, I'm going to tell you what the name of my car is. So you know, I'm going to tell you. My car's name, Porno Movie, so you can prepare to get fucked.
Oh, shit.
What?
You heard me? My car name is Porno Movie, so you can prepare to get fucked.
Porno Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Mercy.
Where, Granny? Granny.
Well, I'm on that, took a lot of, goddamn team on a little.
It's like,
they guarantee more a little too heavy.
Didn't even stumble me. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It was like he was just riding Savannah Marshall coattail so hard. It was like, ooh, I want to go to 54.
Yeah, somebody got a whole lot of background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. TV loud as hell.
Is that a TV?
Yeah, that's what that was.
Okay.
Kimo, you still on here? Kimo.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Hey, since you drive a truck, would you prefer to drive a diesel truck or an electric truck?
Uh-oh.
Right now, diesel, but I heard they just shipped 4 Teslas. They don't know what state they went to. But I heard
okay.
that this morning, like,
right.
Tesla's not telling what state they went to. Manless trucks. They're not telling where they
yeah.
went.
Well, that ain't no big deal. My thing is, now, how many miles can you get if you fill up your diesel truck now?
That varies. Yeah, you got to know the size of the tank. You got to know, like, it's going to vary. Like, you got to know, like.
Well, I'm saying the truck that you drive, how many miles can you get if you fill it up?
I only can get, like, 800. I can get about 900 miles.
About 900 miles?
I got like 160 gallon tank.
Okay, so you can get you about 900 miles, right?
Yep.
Okay, now with these electric trucks, they talk about they can only go about 500 miles, and then you got to charge them up. Wouldn't that be more of an inconvenience than it would if you had a diesel?
Who's on 500 miles. Yeah, that's an inconvenience, but then I got to sit there and charge that motherfucker up. Because you got
right.
diesel. If you run 60 mile an hour, 10 hours, I got 600 miles. I can get another mile. I can get another hour in, so I went 660 miles. So I stopped at 500.
Mm-hmm.
I got to charge this bitch up.
Right.
Take my motherfucking 10 hours. You know, I don't know how long it's taking. I don't know.
To
like,
charge
how
him
long
up.
It's going to take charge that fucking car.
Right. Right.
That will stay diesel. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget,
yeah.
kid, they said the truck only could carry 80,000 pounds now.
That's all
yeah.
you can carry across. That's all you can carry on these state roads anyway, federal roads. Brother.
Well, no, I ain't saying like that, Kimo, because, you know what I'm saying, these low boy, these moving and storage van trucks, some of them carry way more. They be up 140,000
mm-hmm.
pounds of furniture.
Yeah, my thing was, I think I would rather have a diesel truck than an electric truck, because I think that would be more inconvenience. You know, you go 500 miles, now you got to turn around and charge this motherfucker up when you can take a diesel and go 900 miles or whatever before you fill up. Yep.
How long does it take to charge up also? That's the thing.
I don't know how long it takes to charge them up before you go 500 miles.
Mm-hmm. Reason why I say that, because they were talking about the Tesla cars or whatever the electric cars were, that if you didn't charge them all the way up, you charge them for an hour, you could only go, 80 or 100 miles or something like that. But, hell, what if you in between places and you don't have nowhere to charge that mother? What you going to do then? You better have a generator
yeah.
in the back of that mother with a gallon of gas.
Yep.
Hey.
I saw something on Facebook today where a guy had a Tesla, and I guess it ran down, and he had a generator in the back of the truck. And my man asked him, "What are you going to do? Isn't that an electric car?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "What you going to do with that gas?" He said, "I'm going to show you right now." So he popped the truck or whatever and filled up the generator and charged the motherfucker up. I said, "Lord have mercy." What kind of shit is this? Man.
And you know, I would think also, too, now, you know, I'm just saying, it depends on the size of the generator, how fast that thing is going to charge, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to do that.
Put it at him.
Yes, sir.
Put it at him.
Yes,
probably
sir.
It's going to run, if we think about it, they're going to probably run the truck inner city because they don't have no charging station way out. But it's just going to be bouncing back and forth from one, like one little plant to another plant. You know, in within the day, in that quick area, and then you probably will be able to charge it up, but you can't take it out on the highway.
They won't come with a charge.
That's understandable. You got a point there. You got a good point there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid point.
They will come with their charges now. Mm-hmm.
But you know, to me, I'm just my other reason for like what Kid is saying. I would rather have the gas regardless because, see, first of all, they're not going to phase out these gas cars because you got to remember, the petroleum industry, the Arabs and whoever else that's selling this oil and petroleum and different stuff, that's a multi-trillion dollar a year business. They are not going to let themselves be phased out like that. They're not going to do
mm-mm.
it.
Yeah, like I said, goddamn electric cars, that's just more of an inconvenience. I don't think I would want no shit like that.
The only electric car I want is a damn electric race car set. That's all I want. I don't want no electric car.
and you know what else, Crooked Letter and Kid? They probably
yeah.
want to put the truck or the car, which is, we got them here, but it's best that they stay in places like Florida and California, Texas, and things like that, or Alabama, you know,
oh, yeah.
the warm state. Because if you put them in Michigan and all up here, that's what all that's down through the years, with all that salt eating and tearing up the connections, and all, it's going to be rough on you.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'm like
man,
I said,
let me ask you,
I'm going to tell you
here.
Something.
I'm going to
tell you something. This Eric, what's going on, fellas?
Hey,
they got
know.
Electric buses up here. They got electric buses up here already in Chicago. Fully electric buses.
Yeah, but Eric,
I understand that, but they got all that figured out with the electrical connections and the salt and all that other shit.
So do.
Because I went to a class.
Okay, but now.
To a class
Mr. Eric.
For the fire department. For the fire department, we had a class where we went to CTA to look at the electrical buses and to learn about them, what to do and what not to do when they catch fire or whatever happens to them. And, you know, I told the guys I used to be a Pace bus mechanic, and they were just starting to, you know, talk about that technology and shit.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing with Tesla and the Tesla trucks. Tesla trucks might have to be charged every 500 miles, but they also the company also save money because the trucks run faster and they accelerate faster, so they'll get up to speed faster, which is going to cost you less time on the road per trip.
Yeah, but you,
so,
but Eric, you got a speed limit.
There's pros and cons to everything. I understand that, but if it takes you 10 minutes to get up to speed versus 5 minutes to get up to speed, that's still twice as fast. So
but
you
still
save only money
going 500 miles,
you're going
to
save money if you're,
you
the truck, if you're the trucking business owner.
You think
but
they would save money,
Eric? You got to pay that driver less time to get to get where he got to go. Not unless he's milking the clock.
I thought the driver got paid by mileage.
Driver gets paid by mileage, yeah, but
mileage.
How long? Okay. The driver gets paid by mileage, or he gets paid by the hour. You know, because I get paid by the hour. I don't get paid by mileage. I'm not driving.
Mm-hmm.
I know most semi drivers get paid by mileage.
Yeah,
but this is my question to you.
How long is that going to last
when
they got trucks to do it in less time?
But let me ask you one more question. This is one question I need to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need to ask one question. What are they going to do with these lithium batteries once they go down and they no longer use them?
Right.
What are they going to do with them?
Well, the problem is when you digging that, when you mining for that lithium and shit, It's dangerous to the environment. It's also dangerous to the environment where you got to dispose of them motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's the real pro right there when you when it's dangerous to mine and it's dangerous to dispose of it.
But I'm saying, but if they got to dispose of them, where are they going to dispose of them? Because what they're going to end up doing they're going to put so many of them in one place, and they're going to end up contaminating the ground. That's going to cause some problem for some families or somebody somewhere. You know,
you can't dump them in the ocean.
But you know what they're going to do? They're going to dump them wherever they can fuck them dump until they start getting fined. Then once they start getting fined, like anything else, like it's anything else, they're going to start finding people and they're going to start figuring out how to dump them properly.
I've been telling them. I stole off a little bit. But I've been telling my brother, the way they get the lithium out the ground and stuff, it ain't no different than fucking oil.
What?
Believe me, it's contaminating the ground, too.
Yeah,
the way they get the lithium, you down there drilling for oil. It's the same shit. Just coaling that battery and everything.
But once you dispose of that battery, and you got little kids out there playing in the dirt, now they got not cancer, they got something that can't even be cured because we didn't think about
radiation
poisoning. It's the same stupid things, man. It's the same stupid stuff. Or you got people that got well water, and all of a sudden now you go out there, not just take a bath or brush your teeth, you water the grass, and next thing you know, you got mold and crazy stuff.
Well, that's the same thing when anything that come out just new. That's the same thing to come out when anything's new until they find out what all the fucking problems is with it. It's some people gonna die from it.
It's
gonna take some people to die from it, unfortunately, before they figure out what they can do with it.
But in the end, the whole thing is all about the dollar. That's just like if you think back.
That's about
to the 70s.
That's all it is. The high voltage
power lines. They knew that those things. It was a big study did for about 10 or 12 years. They knew that those things caused cancer, especially within kids, some grown folks. And they knew it, people that lived up under those things, and they still put them out there, and they still live up under them right today.
Yep.
But they call it the G5 powers for the telephones. They give off so much radiation type thing, man. Yeah, because had one. They wanted to have it over by my house, and the people went crazy. And then they put it over in Detroit. Remember that chemo? It's somewhere over there. They put it over there by because nobody didn't even know what it was.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah.
All
y'all got to remember is pros and cons to everything, though. Mm-hmm. Pros and cons to everything.
It don't matter because we all poor people. They're going to put it in our neighborhood and on us anyway, so it doesn't matter. They're going to slip it in there, and later on they'll find a way not to pay you for it or whatever. They're going to always find a way that it's called, like the military uses, plausible denial. That's what it is. They're going to deny everything at any and all costs.
I guarantee you they got more money than we do to fucking hide this shit.
And then you think about it. When you said that crooked letter, y'all, guess what? There's a commercial on TV that says if you were over there in that military base, over like in the Carolinas,
Camp Lejeune,
or something like that.
Lejeune.
Yeah, but look what they said. Yeah. Anybody back from this to 85. Yeah, but all them people dead now they want to bring, we're going to pay for it. Yeah, you kill everybody else has died off. Now you want to give us a settlement now. Because they ain't going to give about five people.
You're right, Shepard. Now you're right.
Everybody's dead now. Now they want to come up to my, we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, Tim, that's the thing, really, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. Those of us that are 60 years old, you know, give or take a year or two under that and older, we actually had to take clothes and take them to the washer from our parents that worked at these factories and these different mills and stuff that had asbestos in their clothes. So we were exposed to it, too, but they won't give us anything for it. They won't even talk about it.
Well, they did over here in my neighborhood where I grew up at. they had a battery factory, and they contaminated all the soil over here over the years. And then all of a sudden, the EPA, everybody kept suing them, and then they finally had to come in and have a class action suit. But how many people moved away and got contaminated, didn't even know, and then all of a sudden, then they came in a big class action suit. You know, it's just, it's stupid, man. We don't say nothing, and the people are, you got to keep them under control, man. People got to think, and you just can't let them do it, man. Oh, we got technology, yeah, but some things you just got to understand, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look out for our children and their children's children, too, because they don't give a care. They'll be dead and gone, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was in Puerto Rico one time, and I'm sitting in a restaurant eating with my wife at the time, and it was some oil executives next to me. I'm sitting up there listening to them and shit. And they ha-ha about how the shit that they're doing is not going to affect them, but it might affect their children and shit, or people's children and shit later on in life. But it's a big joke to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big joke to them. And one of them motherfuckers started choking and shit on some of his food he was eating. And I went over there. I asked him if he was all right, but he said he was fine, and he stopped choking and shit, but I was going to let that motherfucker choke.
Oh, come on, Eric.
Yep.
Watch this, Eddie.
Are you all right? Can you breathe? How about that shit you said about our kids? You know what I'm saying?
Lord, help mercy.
Yep. They was in there talking and joking about it.
Me and Kimo know, and I think Eddie and all y'all, anybody that's been to Detroit, we have an island that sits in the Detroit River called Belle Island.
Man.
So
yes, sir.
Beautiful island. Right before you get on Belle Isle, one of the most beautiful land state park that we got even around here, there's a bunch of property that nobody wants. You know why? Because the land is contaminated. The Uniroyal plant used to sit there to build tires. Nobody could build nothing on it. It just sits there, a bunch of weeds, because it's the whole soil. EPA says nothing can be done. It's all contaminated. So what you going to do if you stick all these lithium batteries on it? What you going to do with it, man?
You know,
okay, now
there's a place up here in Chicago like that. It's a place up here in Chicago like that. I don't know what they used to do there, but it's right off the Bishop Ford. And it's a big, huge, look like concrete or not pavement out there. And whenever it snow, it don't never get no snow on it. It don't never get no snow on it. And I always wonder what the fuck that they were doing over there that they didn't never get no snow on it. They stay hot all the time. It's right over there on the Bishop Ford. Right off the Bishop Ford.
It's where the garbage.
On the other side. It's on the other side of the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the other side of the expressway, but nah, it's not over there by the hills. Not by the garbage dump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's over by the hills.
Mm. Tim House, I thought they had turned Belle Island into something like a amusement park or something.
It is, but right before you get on the park,
it's in the state.
Right. Just before you can get on the bridge, all that property right there is fenced in. Because, I mean, how long that Uniroyal plant been down? 20, 25 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been gone a long time.
They can't put nothing there. Nothing there. They don't even put flowers and grass or nothing. Because it's just abandoned. That's all they can do.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the chemicals in the ground and shit ain't gonna, you know, that's poisonous or whatever.
And I think that they did some tests, and the reason why is because it's so far down into the ground, they don't want to mess with it because the river, it busts up next to the river. They don't want all that contamination getting in the river.
Right.
Because it's already right there. It's so far down the ground.
Where do y'all get y'all drinking water from, Tim? Where do y'all get y'all drinking? Where y'all get y'all drinking water from?
Right out of that river right there.
The Detroit River?
Because that river, Detroit River, butts up next to Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair. And they both right there. They
okay.
pump it right out of the water and put it through the plants. And we got to clean the drinking water, but if you mess with that soil and start messing with it, it's going to leach over into the water. We're going to have a problem, man. Them fish are going to be contaminated and everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Down by this big factory we got, I forgot the name of it right now. It's a steel plant. And it don't never, I don't care how cold it is, all around that plant in the on the river, it'd be so much stuff leaking out into the water, it don't never freeze up. It don't never freeze up. I don't care, because the ice out there is 25 feet thick. It ain't going to go over there.
Oh,
never,
man.
Never. Don't freeze up over
not,
there, man.
Not Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes, sir. So we got a problem, man. And what it is that they just do things. They don't care about the consequences and all that mess, man.
Yeah.
But see, I'm going to do this, Eddie. I'm going to do this, kid. I know Chemo up, so I'll just start to mess the laugh and joke. That's why Chemo don't think about the consequences messing with me. He's going to have problems next year.
Oh, man.
Fucking him.
Not messing with Big Red.
That's right.
Oh, man. Chemo must be done fell back asleep. Must have had a long day today.
That's why I just thought
I know he. I know he would have done responded by now.
Yeah, that's been snowing. Can't you hear him?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kid, that's what's going on, man. We got a lot of things to think about in this life, man.
Yeah. I got another question for all you smart guys. Now, they landed on the moon back in 1969. How come they haven't been back to check on that flag they left up there?
You right about it. I don't think they went. Got too much proof that they didn't.
I really don't believe they never been up there myself.
I don't believe they ever been there either. And all the people that proved it, by look at the shadow, look where the flag is, look at the ground, with all that thrust taking off and coming back and landing, why they ain't this and why they ain't that. You know, they just staged all that crap. Ain't no way in the world they got up there and landed.
Now, they saying there ain't no atmosphere on the moon, right? How in the hell is that flag waving? I don't get that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hmm. Yeah. In my Stokey voice, some strange things. In my Stokey voice, some strange things.
Right. Well, kid, let me put it this way. If you buy that, I'm going to sell you the Golden Gate Bridge in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather for it to be in Arizona because it's kind of cloudy.
That's what the song
it's
is.
Kind of foggy up around San Francisco. Yeah, move it to Arizona for me.
Yeah, I forgot. That's how the song goes. If you buy that, I'll sell you oceanfront property in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, man. It's a mystery to me.
Yes, I am.
And watch this,
can you give me some ice first?
The generations have stopped. You do all this crazy stuff that they're doing, what's going to happen to – they always talk about with the ozone layer, but what you going to do to the animals that walk around wherever you got all them lithium batteries and garbage at, man? They're going to be walking around blowing too.
Walking in this shit. Yep. Hey, man. I know I won't be around, but it's going to be fucked up in the next 20 or 30 years. Man.
It's gonna be rough, man.
Some nasty motherfucker on there with that nasty ass belching.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he must be lonely.
Yeah. I don't know why they come on this show with that shit. They need to go on back on Willie Dog show with that shit.
Oh, Lord.
They don't do that shit over here.
Not the rudeness. Mm-mm-mm. Come on, kid. I need you.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
What up, Tim House?
Yes, sir. Hey, he said somebody was belting.
How you doing?
He said it.
Bro, House, don't do that now.
Yeah. That's that man's show. He can say what he wants to say. Somebody belching.
What's going on with you, Tim House?
I ain't doing nothing, just trying to get together.
Yeah, man.
Everybody say, Tim House, you need to get your car finished and get ready, and I'm whooping you and doing this. And I said, okay, I'm doing the best I can, but I ain't seen nobody give me a GoFund account. I'm just trying to get it together.
Yeah, you can.
I need a GoFund account.
All right. I heard that.
No, because when you get it, they're going to throw that shit up back in your face. Keep doing it.
I don't care. That's right. But I sure need them to help me if
they're
going to do all that.
Just change the name. Then you call it WeCar.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Eddie Show must be falling off if you got Tim House doing the commentary.
Oh, man. Come on, Flop.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
What Tim House said, he ain't falling off. He put
2 million
up.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Going to kick his dough in, too.
Hey, good God.
Oh, no. Lord have mercy.
Kimo was snoring, so we just had to pick up the slack.
I had to you know what? He was on my line. I had to get him out of there.
Oh, man, Kimo must have had a hard
Flop.
Day today.
That Flop was cutting up today.
Hey, Flop, I made them all the offer, man. I'm paying them double the amount of Willie Dog with Willie Dog panel. Him and Kid.
Yeah, Flop. Big Eddie trying to use them in Chicago politics, man. Them bribes.
Yeah, man. The only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago retired it like a motherfucker. They got a motherfucker running for mayor like Willie Wilson. And they won't even vote for the man. And he took and give away millions and millions of dollars.
Shit, they ain't going to vote for him.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing I don't expect, Eddie.
If I was in Chicago, he'd get my vote. Little dude? Yeah, we got little dude.
Oh, man.
The great Lightfoot.
Yeah, Flop, go on mute, motherfucker.
Yeah, hey, Ty, then she going to set up the telephone. Yeah, they heard me. Yeah, okay.
She was like, I don't like you with that.
Yeah, hey, dude, I'm talking about that KY, Jelly. That's who I'm talking about. I don't like you. With her smart ass.
I got to sit for her, Ty. Sit on that motherfucker and go right in there. Yes, Lord.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man.
The coaching.
Hey, Tim House. You want to straighten up some stories? Them guys said you ain't did none of the stuff you was telling us.
Oh, No, I ain't gonna fight with them guys again, man. I know history already been written, and they're not gonna do the change. They're the one trying to change it.
The Gucci will make a man do right, baby.
That's right. Well, I figure like this.
Hey, man.
I ain't heard too many other people get the cop toe up, so we're gonna be a rough year next year. Everybody should be healthy and ready to go at it.
Hey, Flock.
Yo.
You know, it's a lot of people on this song that can't admit to singing that song. They ain't getting none.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe they need to redirect some things and make a U-turn.
Hey. Flop, I ain't get an all man on that. Uh-oh. Big Gucci, bitch, you better let me in, you bitch motherfucker. I don't give a shit, I'm going right in here. Well, look at this nigga Gary Wells. Gary got, this nigga got a lime green Suburban, a new one. He got green, that bitch green, greened out.
Where did they see that silver circle here? They
in Bradenton.
Hey, y'all, I got a question.
I got an answer.
If, I mean, if you're a grudge racer but you don't travel, does that make you less of a racer?
You're just a local joker, that's all.
No. Is anything wrong with that? No.
That just means you might have to make some changes. And like I said, any two cars can race. You know, you just have to be, you may have to give them a spot or get a spot or something like that to try to make the race.
Tim, you way off topic with that response.
Well,
tell me, does that make you less of a racer because you don't travel, but you a local grudge racer?
Someone
said,
well,
I hear some people talk so bad about.
But if you don't race, they're going to say you ain't no grudge racer because you don't race.
Somehow.
I ain't no racer.
He's saying you race locally, Tim. You never leave your backyard, Tim.
Okay.
Thank you, Flop. Change up the whole scenario.
He got 50 grudge races right here in Memphis, but he ain't never been to Chicago, Detroit, Texas, Florida, Georgia, none of that. Do that make me less of a grudge racer?
I would say no, but you got a race. That's the problem.
Tim House, did you not hear what I said? I got 50 grudge races here, so I'm racing, Tim. That's the point. You keep trying to change the scenario.
I know that you heard it before.
I mean, it just seems like some people talk so bad about it. It seems like some people talk so bad about people that don't travel or maybe they can't travel or they just don't care to travel, but they still race them. But people talk so bad about them, you know, because they don't do what they do. I mean, if you do what you're doing, I'm glad for you, but that don't mean everybody got to do like you're doing. It ain't get like me. Matter of fact, if you want to find a person to race him, he's easier to find. You know where you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it ain't nothing wrong with traveling and racing, it ain't nothing wrong with staying at home and racing if that's what you do. You know.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Eddie. Here go another thing that I see a lot of bullshit emphasis being placed on lately.
Everybody keeps talking about you got to race. You got to race. Well, I race every motherfucker in the grudge game. If they get up there and bet their money, I run Mudbone, right. 1 and 2. If Tim House bet the money, I run 6 Mile Randy. I run Ricky Sambo. I run everybody. I do what they want if they bet the money.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah. But everybody keeps talking about you. Man, let me look at this. Hey, Eddie, if I come to Chicago and you pay me a punk out, Zay pay me a punk out, and Stan pay me a punk out, I ain't got to raise nobody. I'm going home and won. I don't care what
you got
say.
Money.
I don't care who they say, you ain't beat nobody, you just got some money. That's the name of the game. People always lose sight of the real purpose of the game is to get money.
Look at Tony Bynum. He came up here. He was willing to raise anybody and everybody. He couldn't get no raise. He had to go back home without a raise, but it wasn't because he didn't want a raise. All that shit up here, but that's the same.
Well, Eddie, let me ask you a question. You there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, ain't there a lot of, I must be losing sight, but watch this. He came up and couldn't get a raise. What happened to all the bullies and the big shots that all the calls? He couldn't find none of them to answer the call. The man came all the way up.
Someone was there. They didn't want no trouble. Someone was there. They didn't want no trouble.
Somehow. You're a bad son of a gun, and I ain't saying that literally. I'm just making my example. But you go to a racetrack, and ain't nobody there but John Force, Ashley Force, Antron Brown, and somebody else, and one of them people there. Now, they all got their cars. You go there and you say, shit, I ain't going to race them. Now we're going to call you a punk and a sissy because you didn't take your money and go out there and gamble with John Force in a funny car, his daughter in a funny car, and all of that. You'd be crazy, man.
Yeah, but let me sit
there. Hold on, Tim. But then, the minute you say, you know what, John Force, get around to that house. I'm going to break your back. And you throw up $5,000 and you go up there and get your back blowed out. Man, Tim House got to be the biggest damn fool in the world, man. What do you look like thinking he can run John Force? So it's damn if you do, damn if you don't.
But then I got a problem with people ain't saying nothing. When you got all these bullies running around talking about they're going to whoop everybody and you ain't doing, why didn't they answer the call? That's what I'm saying. You can't let no man walk, come up in your house and disrespect you by talking about you're going to whoop
house.
Everybody. And they ain't
going
to do
house.
Nothing.
House.
Nothing, man.
Tim House, use a damn lie. If John Force, and I'm just making an example using that name, if John Force walk up into your house in Maryland, Michigan, and said, who wants some smoke? And ain't nobody at the track but you, Lil Will, and Kimo now. Then what? You going to jump out there like a fool?
But wait a minute. But this is the problem. We got some John Forces around here. Why didn't they answer the call? They always want to talk about whooping on this person and that person. But when the big player comes to the stuff, they seem to not be going to that race all of a sudden.
Hey, Tim House. You part of the problem. You part of the problem, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I may be able to bully you, but if John Force come in there, I can't bully him. And now you going to cheap shot me and say, Floppy, we come with gun. You can't do this. John Force came to the house, and you didn't open your mouth. You damn right I didn't open my mouth because I don't want them trouble. But I line you up every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Well, but I just think like
this. Oh, man.
99% of the time, somebody around here has a car that's equivalent enough to run that Big Bear. But they choose not to do it, but they bully all the little small cars and think that they did something. I've heard even a race car guy say he going to knock out all the bottom feeders. What about that Bear sitting over there? You
know, okay.
Man, come in your house. And you
Tim
go,
House.
Ain't got no, no,
hey, Tim House. You make a good you make a good point, Tim, and I ain't gonna limit it to just your house. You tell Flop you'll beat his brains in with Big Red, cause you know you should. You tell Joe Blow you'll beat his brains in with Big Red, cause you know you should. But soon as Cal City Cal say I'm ready to go, oh I don't want them problems. It's the same
thing. Oh, man.
And that's a great analogy, but what about this? You gonna tell me I'm the only one that can run Cal City Gale?
No, no, no. Now you shifting the weight, Tim.
You know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So when that man came up here, you got Chicago, Detroit, Ohio. Somebody should have been over Illinois, Indiana. Somebody should have been able to say, okay, well, we'll give him a try and see what happens. You know, you're supposed to try something, man. Come on, man. This man just came all
the way. You talk like a star native fool because every dollar ain't ready on every day. No. I get it. You make a good point now if everybody's at the track and they there. But if kids sitting over there with a pro mod and a pro mod come up there and ain't no pro mods at the track, ain't none of y'all supposed to move. And if kids over there having a
problem,
he ain't going to put down what he's doing to go race up for y'all.
Somebody said this, man, oh, man, you ain't traveling. You should go down to where all the action or it's over here to the action, but action already came to your house. But you all of a sudden, you're so busy, you ain't got time or you're carved down all of a sudden. You knew that from the very beginning that they were coming. You already knew this race was coming up, but all of a sudden you were mysteriously, all of a sudden you got something to
But do. I knew 6 months before that my family reunion was coming up too, so which one you think I'm going to choose?
Your family reunion?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I heard somebody call
Hey,
you,
Flop.
Yo.
Yeah, it was me. I just want to say this right quick. We working hard to get our little camp together, our cars ready. If we get everything in order this year, things go right. It ain't going to be no time that nobody going to come to Chicago and leave out of here without a race. You know, if we get scarred, we're going to have to scar. After we get through whooping Willie Dog ass and J-Bond ass,
man.
Tony Bynum ain't going to be able to go back saying that he done missed another race. That shit ain't going to ever happen again. As long as we in order.
I like that kind of talk.
Everybody else want to sit back and be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't finna let that shit happen no more. That's
mm-hmm.
why we trying to get our little camp together now.
Hey.
And they come up with all the excuses why they gotta do this and
hold on.
This ain't good enough, man. Pump that,
Tony. I understand.
And
that.
I mean, some of them but guys was out there that Tony was trying to race and they didn't move.
But they bangers all of a sudden. You get on the then they become they get on the phone, be cell phone gangsters, wanna talk about this and do this and you ain't nothing, your money short. But the man came, well, you didn't entertain him. Okay, maybe a little bit too much. Maybe you got the one and one. Maybe a little bit too much. Maybe you might let you leave. You know, maybe you so weak, but you think that you might take a gamble and y'all get together. Maybe he give you everything in drag race. So there's a way to do it, man, but they don't want to do nothing.
Hey, Tim House, I hear what you're saying. There's a way to do it. But then you get people that come along and say, okay, I'm going to give you this example. Ain't no way I'm supposed to be running you with my silver car and your red car. But then when I say, let's do it this way, oh, I'm not going to undress for no man, so we can't race. So, Tim, you're contradicting yourself in everything
but
that you're saying.
I'm saying that you're right 100%. I ain't going to deny that part. But you don't have to race me. There's other races up here.
you know, we'll say a Terrio or something that maybe you can run with, or maybe a James Black, one of these
right,
guys, maybe you can run with. There's a lot of kind of Mudbone or something like that. You might be able to run Leon or somebody.
Well, then, Tim,
somebody you can play with.
This is my point. This is my point. Why the fuck should somebody with a car look to satisfy a motherfucking fan or a spectator? They ain't spent no dime, no another racer. They ain't spent nail dime in the car, paid nail dime on the trip, got nail dime in the pot. But you gonna talk about a motherfucker because they won't race it. Now, I'm guilty of it too, but I'm just saying, I understand it, but I ain't making no complaint about it like you.
I'm not going to complain anymore because they're going to do what they want to do. Then they'll complain and say, hey, did nobody come to our track? Did nobody come to our event? Well, nobody. Why did I come? I drove up 12 hours. You guys don't want to do nothing. Nobody. That don't make no sense, man. That's what I was trying to tell them the other day when a certain individual came to our city, raced at our track, took our money, and went home with it. I said, all you bears over here, y'all talk all this cell phone gangster garbage, and none of y'all even tried to fly to the occasion.
Hey, Tim, I hear you say something when you said took our money and went home with it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody didn't have no fucking money in their pot. So
you know
can't claim.
I'm talking about,
I know what
you know,
you're saying about the state of Michigan didn't represent
right,
or what have you.
Right.
But
y'all
put too much emphasis on this grudge racing being a community event or community property. This shit is based solely on the individual or their team. That's it. That's as far as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thinking like that and without, you know, you end up having all the shootouts. That's the only thing that seems to satisfy racing. Because nothing else don't matter no more. Everybody got an excuse why they can't do this. Everybody got an excuse. I don't have tires. I can't, the track don't prep it right. Well, I mean, if you 99% of your people are on slick, then that's how they going to prep it, because that's their moneymaker. Oh, that's why I got to go here and I got to go there. But, you know, it's just sad, man, that we can't see it. It's like when we were just talking about these lithium batteries and the stuff. You're talking about it now, but did you look down the road? Ain't going to be nothing going on, man. It's just going to be local jokers with Volkswagens running up and down the track. All the gorillas going to be in one spot or over here or over there. That's why people are traveling all over, trying to do those things. But you can do good things in your own community, your own backyard, to bring racing and you know, join that. Because you want to, you ever, like I heard D-Boy say, everybody want a pat on the back every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So let's race, have a good time. It's dying. People say it's not. You're lying. Look around you and you'll see it. It's dying. And what you say, well, what does that got to do with you? Somebody got to do something. So if Big Eddie is doing something, I'm going to travel a little 5 hours, which is reasonable, over there to help support him and race and have fun. And in the meantime, when we have something, Eddie might bring the car up there to us, and we're going to try to do something so everybody have a good time. And when people do that and they come out and they watch, it attracts more racers and it attracts more fans, and everybody is happy. Everybody at the track happy. You happy.
Mm-hmm.
All around you. But if you don't do nothing and you abandon your city, guess what happens? It all starts falling apart. It does. Man, we need to do something. It's too late now. Nobody cares. That's why you got, if everybody who had money stayed inside the city limits and things like that, which they're not, and continue to keep, our cities wouldn't be eroding like they are, man. It wouldn't be falling apart. It wouldn't be all dilapidated and garbage like that, man. Paper all over the place.
Tim, you're on some political bullshit and grudge. Yeah,
I mean,
nothing to do with it.
You'll see it later on down the road that I'm telling the truth. That I hear it now.
I see it now. One of the best tracks in the South done closed up, and they turned it down. Two of them, Memphis and Atlanta.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna look around, ain't gonna do nothing going on, so your little local farm track gonna hope that they can do it, you know, so don't stay afloat. It's just sad, man. It is sad. People don't see it. Yeah, they just destroyed Memphis. I seen that photo. That shit was fucked up. How that motherfucker look? Don't even look like what it was.
What you talking about, though?
Memphis.
Have you seen Atlanta?
Nah, I didn't see that one.
Need to see Atlanta.
Wow.
How they tearing it down.
I used to drive past that motherfucker all the time. Like you going down there.
We had one track here, and I'm not saying that was the only reason, but we had one, two, three tracks very, very close to each other. And one track had a butthead in it, but it was one of the more premier tracks. And then all of a sudden, it had all the, you know, the rumors of how this and that, and it was down. It went down. But you see the other tracks blossomed because of their loss. Now, the people, they can throw big events, but only got five people in the stands because I got to drive 3.5 hours just to even see the race. Man, they ain't doing that. And you got a gold mine where all the people vary 45 minutes from the city. And there are city people all around the track. Come on, man.
Hey,
that's
Tim.
Crazy stuff.
Hey, Tim, with what you saying, you make everything that the people say from the South Valley. Why are they going to travel way up there if they got these gold mines right around them?
Because it's supposed to be the support.
No, it ain't. Because ain't nobody supporting nobody when it comes time to go pay them tabs at Holbrook and at Fulton and all of that. Mark Mickey and all of that. You place
the only way them boys going to travel.
I understand.
The only way them boys going to travel, you got to put up that money. Got to put that money up. They'll come, man. You put enough pot up, they'll come. But just for the camaraderie, they ain't going to come.
Hell no.
Time
you
got to
put
changed.
That purse up.
Finances have changed. A lot of things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody just ride up to Michigan just to see if they can get some action no more. That's why they be locking in, as they say. I'm not a fan of it, but that's the way it's going now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got people then who are like me, if you decide that you want to, and if you discourage me long enough, I'll just say, forget it. I don't mean any. Whatever y'all want to do, I'm about to retire anyway, so it ain't no matter to me one way or the other, so don't worry about it. And then next thing you know, you look around and say, hey, I want to watch drag race. The only way you can do it is on TV or drive 12, 13 hours away just to see it. It ain't that important to you no more. So the sport died. The sport died all around us.
Hey, Kim. If you learn to be realistic,
it's dying already around
Tim, here. If you want to be realistic, just do an assessment of the popularity of drag racing versus other sports, like the major sports, like football, basketball, baseball, and things of that nature, and see how low the count is. So, sure, if you lose a few good places to race and, you know, few good people, companies pull out sponsors. We, like you said, we all live at the bottom of the totem pole. So, you know, it is what it is. Crying about it ain't going to make it no better. People are trying to implement strategies to make it better, and it's just not working. It is what it is. Just keep doing your part, If it works, fine. If it don't work, if that can't be none but fine.
You do your part. That's it. That's all you can do.
So,
well, if you travel, so be
sound
it.
Sound like Chuck out there.
Decide to stay home, say, so be it.
See, everybody, there you go, and you being your typical nigger-ass grudge race to keep placing all this emphasis on travel. Eddie just made the point to say, is a man any less of a grudge racer because he's a local racer and he don't travel? But that went right over your head.
It did not. I heard him.
You ain't got to travel to be a grudge racer. I'm gonna give you an example. Right around here, I live in Memphis. Man, I could go to Jackson, Tennessee. I can go to Bahia. I can go to Holly Springs. You know, I can go right around here to three or four tracks easily within a couple hours. That don't make me any less of a grudge racer because I don't come to Chicago to race Jeremiah or to Michigan to race James Black. I'm getting my bread or trying to take my chances where I can afford to or what is best for me.
That's right.
Now, Flop, to piggyback off what you just said, now, does it make you less of a driver? You got wheelie bars on your car than a guy that's has no wheelie bars.
You got
to make you less of a driver.
No, sir.
Yep. Good point.
How about stars?
The trick to the wheelie bars is they will unload
they
a radio tire.
They call them sissy sticks.
They won't unload
a
slick.
Like you less dangerous. Go on out there with some of them boys with them sissy sticks and they'll blip to your butt.
And Willie buying nothing but another safety object.
That is all.
Hey, kid, like they talking about the wheelie bars. Okay, do that make you less of a tuner because you got to put a progressive on your car and you can't just turn your nitrous on with buttons when you decide to put it? You got a Band-Aid now. You got a progressive controlling it instead of you doing it directly.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm telling you. Well, I always thought, goddammit, our drag race was it was based on E.T. Must be something new.
That's right. Ain't gonna knock no man for what they like doing.
Right, person without wheelie bars, he don't want to run nobody with wheelie bars on their car, or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. The wheelie bars don't make it go no faster.
We are all critics, just as well as we are all criticized.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own special way of doing things.
Yep.
Half of that talking just to get you to see if you'll try to change your program and try to race.
Right. Fall for the okie doke.
Fall for the okie doke.
Grudge racing. Who can trick who the best?
Well, I'll give you this. Somebody did hear the answer not to do it, but they do it anyway. Somebody just keep belching. Just go on mute if you want to belch.
Hey, Tim House, that's a good comment, but here's the thing. This is what I think. I think that stupid dick sucking motherfucker is looking for some attention. And when you address
there
them,
you go,
they
Flop.
They getting just what
then
they
you
want.
Get them attention.
The same, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim.
There
hey,
you
Tim,
go.
Well, let me say
exactly.
This. Tim, like I tell you all the time, when a bitch motherfucker don't want to expose himself for what he's doing, you can get all the
mm-hmm.
texts in you want on because they're not going to come out and say, why are you talking about my mama calling me a bitch or a hoe? Because they a coward-ass bitch hey, motherfucker. They want a bitch on the line. They don't want everybody
mm-hmm.
to know they can.
That's right.
You can turn their ass up.
You tell them,
see? Yep, they probably ain't. Hey, they probably ain't no dude. It's probably they mammy belching from all them dicks you done swallowed.
Oh man!
Oh Lord! Now,
yeah,
let's
you
see
got.
If they
got, you
got enough blood. Hey, I'll take it, whatever they get out, if they come off and confront me for talking about them.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to do that.
But they ain't going to do that because they know when they come off to jump down my throat and tell me they're going to beat my ass for talking about their mammy and this and that, they're going to have 50 more of y'all jump on their ass for being a nasty, rude, rotten motherfucker.
Right.
Everybody know
who they is from that point on. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can talk about them like a dog. They coward ass ain't gonna say nothing.
Dang. I know I learned something today. I know I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying nothing. You're 100% correct. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Boy, that was good. That's a lesson learned there. Yeah, but. Yeah,
I mean, it's just stupid. Why you want to get on the phone and go to Belcher?
Oh,
I have to save my breath for something else.
Dumbass.
Well, I'm finna belch.
Hey, dumbass.
I'm just gonna start belching.
Hey, I was on Willie Dog Show one day, and I didn't even hit the one button. I'm sitting up there, all of a sudden I hit belch on his show.
Hey,
and that big head motherfucker gonna say, "All right, motherfucker, well, that nasty ass belching." It take that shit on Big Eddie's show. I say, ain't this a bitch?
God damn.
Oh, boy.
God
I say, I'm
damn.
Glad my motherfucking mic ain't open because he'll swear as me.
It don't make no sense. Niggas out here ain't got no fucking manners. This shit is horrible.
Man, it's just...
Yeah, man.
Hell, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. I just got on the show a little bit ago.
Hey, Big Eddie,
so
who you running this year, Big Eddie?
Hold on. What? Somebody else is asking me from. Hold on.
Hey,
I don't know if
y'all running this year, Big Eddie.
Who I'm running this year?
Yeah,
whoever crossed the path.
Shit,
whoever crossed my path, man. As long as everything ready. Hey, man, y'all ignore that. Y'all ignore that ignorant, bad breath motherfucker, man. Y'all ignore that motherfucker.
Who the fuck is that?
Like you got a
tortoise feet. That's one of the people that want to follow along.
Hey, you got some sick niggas on your show, man.
I see, man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
That motherfucker.
I was trying to say
something. You sound like a billionaire.
Come on.
Hey, Eddie.
But
you need to go. Hey, these shows are
hey,
cool.
Hold on,
Tim. Tim, hold on. Somebody asking me something, man. Who this?
This Vic.
Oh,
I don't know if y'all
Vic.
Heard, but did y'all hear about a little bit? A little bit passed away a couple days ago.
Oh yeah, from Gary.
Yeah, they found him in his apartment. Dude.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow, glad to hear that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Yeah, so. Everybody keep little business family and friends in their prayers.
All right. Well, now y'all can go back to y'all belching show.
Oh, man. Not a belching show.
God almighty. What the fuck is wrong
hey,
man, with
these one day,
man? It's a sick nigga.
One day
we're
going to hear the motherfucker do it at the track. And we're going to be like, that's the same shit we heard on the radio show. And whoop their ass.
Are you shitting or something?
Nah, that
oh,
motherfucker trying
not
to hear on that old goddamn movie. He trying to hear on that old goddamn movie, Revenge of the Nerds, with that bullshit.
Man.
Crooked. What's up, Crooked?
What's happening?
So, Tim House, who on your list for next year?
Me? I'm going to bring my 12-second car there. Who Tim House is?
I ain't
Ooh.
Oh, I don't want nothing but the other lady. That's all I want.
Good to be here,
that.
Oh,
come on, man. Don't do it like that.
Racing on live.
I know that old fake country cooking, old fake-ass chef me talking to him. Talking about his country cooking ass.
Good to be here, that.
Shut your dick in the booty ass up.
What the fuck? Hey, old man.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, you set your Shrek Dawson. You set your Shrek and Dawson looking ass up. That's what you do.
Wait a minute. Hey, man. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah. Damn. Hey,
hello?
Come on, man.
Man, y'all. Y'all gonna let Cadillac Joe out the cage.
Oh, man.
Wait, Tim House didn't answer that question.
Uh-oh.
Got a point there,
man. Not the look away.
Tim House still on here?
I'm sorry, I had put the thing on mute. I'm here. Whoever it is, I'm here.
Who are you looking for next year?
You got a lot of background noise, though. I can hear a lot of that.
No, that ain't me, but who are you looking for, Tim House, next year?
I ain't got but one person on my list. I got to race. That's Chuck. I promised him. I said last year. But I ain't had the car. I'm going to do that. So as soon as I get the car ready, we're going to battle. That's all. I'm going to get him off my back. I promise him. I promise him that.
Oh, man.
But Big Eddie know, I said I'm coming to Chicago. I called it Chicago, you know, and I showed up. I told him I'm going to 131. I showed up. When I tell him I'm coming, he believe I'm coming. Believe that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him off my back one way or the other. If I win or lose, I'm getting him off my back. But watch this. When I win, boy, I'm going to be a hard brother. Y'all say, that ain't Tim House. That's not his personality. I'm going to be a hard brother when I get done with him.
Oh, man.
Be hard on him. Every show I get on, boy, ain't going to be no mercy. I'm going to be right on his butt.
In other words, Chuck going to have to leave Chicago. Is that what you're trying to say?
He's going to do something because he been picking on me and Mudbone for a long time. We got to get him.
Mm-hmm.
I threw Mudbone in there. You notice that, kid? I threw Mudbone in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. He got away from us last year.
Well, Chuck said he don't like no red F-body coming out of no way.
He got a couple of them he got to deal with now.
Yeah, that's why he said he's going to fuck them up.
Chuck will be up on the phone in a minute. He'll be on in a minute. He'll be here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to let that get away.
Chuck ain't got on yet. I mean, he ain't going to make it on tonight.
Quack, quack, quack. He said he got a hard on for everybody Camaros.
He ain't on by now. He ain't come on tonight. He had one too many already.
Oh, man.
That dog on Mudbone and Tim, I know how to get under his skin, boy. We know how to get up under his skin. Dog on Chuck. Yes, sir. I like Chuck. I like dealing with Chuck. I love rattling Chuck Cage.
Lord,
we're going to have an Arsenal card this year. So we're going to be able to deal
yes,
with
sir,
just
I
about
like that,
any any count, any class of cars.
Yes, sir.
Going to have
make sure you put me on
movie.
That list. Make sure you put
man,
me on
you
that list.
You in the front. You in the front of the list. You in the front of the list of everything you got.
I like that.
Who are you talking to?
That's 2023, the return of Wild Man.
Oh
shit!
And he gonna get caged like a motherfucker.
Damn.
Sound good.
It's gonna be good.
That's what I got, huh?
Wild man gonna get caged. Toe Tiger gonna have his toe sag. Oh, that shit happened.
Oh man.
Big time making a statement next year.
That's the guys on the phone. Who they looking for next year? Who they looking for next year?
Anybody.
There you go.
Vic say he's looking for anybody that's looking for him.
Including you.
A man yeah. Got to know his limitations. I ain't going
that
to
that Alabama. That Alabama I'm, fan. He don't know
I'm
what
he I'm from Indiana.
That Alabama fan. He don't know when he get whooped.
Did you be good as up?
Hey, we hear you talking about.
Did you be good as up?
We hear you talking about.
Did you be good as up?
Oh, man.
And I'm asking you, what hear you talking about?
That's true, baby.
Oh, man, not the same too, baby.
I know you ain't talking, and you came out of a package of sea monkeys. You was a sea.
Did you be good?
Oh,
sea monkey. Oh, my.
They dumped your ass over in some water and you grew out of sea, you sea monkey.
Did you be good?
Lord have mercy.
I think
hey,
you,
man,
I
them,
think
them motherfuckers were number bacteria, wasn't they, Crooked Al?
That's all they were. Yeah, that's right.
It was bacteria, wasn't it?
Yep, that's all it was. And people used to buy that shit, too.
Shit
your big up. See, that's what sea monkeys talk. See, I told you, sea monkeys don't know nothing. They said talking about shit your big head ass up. That's all they know. They repeat shit. Repeater.
Shit your big head ass up. Shit your big head ass up.
Hey. All I got to say, I want to say one thing right quick. Everybody that's on here, it pertains to sports now.
Sources say Alabama still has three ways to make it to the national championship game. Delta,
what they gonna
Southwestern, and United Airlines. That's the only three ways they can get there.
That's the only way I see it, unless they're going to pull a gun on somebody.
Everybody rooting for them motherfuckers, though.
Hell, well, you know, Alabama got that clout.
USC losing to goddamn Utah. Yeah, they go. Oh, hell, the BCS is in Alabama. Hell, it's right down the street from the school. Look at that, Utah running over these motherfuckers.
I got a question. I may be wrong, but I noticed something that I know without a shadow of a doubt. Michigan was on their way to come see Georgia, but all of a sudden, maybe y'all didn't pay them people because now the fullback tailback and got hurt. People quitting and going to other teams, all right in the middle of getting ready to go to a national playoff, and I don't understand what's going on.
Man, Michigan wasn't going nowhere but where they at right now, home. That's where they were going. Y'all didn't play nobody. Y'all didn't play three top 10 teams this year.
What?
I don't know about that.
They're like Alabama. Alabama played fucking Austin Peavy out of Tennessee last week. Little old bit of goddamn junior high school. That's all that shit is.
What?
Let's go blue.
Talking about the toughest schedule. SEC, the toughest schedule. My ass.
The SEC ain't no tougher than nobody else's schedule. Shit, the Big Ten.
Yeah, but the Pac-10. That's the lie they always say. The SEC, the toughest. I don't see it. Tell
man,
it,
please.
It's about 16 teams in the SEC, and not even half of them got a winning record. No, the hell they don't either. They half the team ain't got no winning record.
I bet you the SEC team win the national championship.
It might not. Georgia ain't got the win, though.
I ain't say it's going to be Georgia.
Okay. Well, who else would it be? LSU can't do it. Alabama ain't going to be able to do it. Mississippi State, Ole Miss ain't going to do it.
Michigan ain't in the SEC.
Michigan been in the outhouse all year because they ain't played nobody.
I want to put you on the spot. If Michigan and Georgia play, let's bet $100.
Ooh.
Well, that ain't going to never happen. That ain't going to happen.
What? That ain't going to
happen.
I don't even like Georgia. I just know they are SEC team.
Man, what football games y'all be looking at? That's what I want to know.
I like Alabama, Tennessee.
Oh no.
Man. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, y'all better watch Texas Christian.
Really? Dang,
you better watch TCU.
Utah ain't gonna get there because they got too many losses.
So you saying that even if Michigan did come down there at their best, they still weren't gonna whoop Georgia?
They got
$100.
They got dog walk.
They got a hot $100.
Tim, I'll be honest with you, man.
Yeah,
if Georgia would have played Tennessee this year, Georgia would have beat them people by at least 20 to 21 points.
Tennessee. Didn't
they
just Georgia beat the shit out of Tennessee?
No, he meant Michigan, but they beat the hell out of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I meant Michigan. Yeah, I meant Michigan. I'm sorry. But, Tennessee was number 10 when they whooped Alabama ass. And then they come right back the next week and got their ass tore out the frame.
That's going to be all right.
So that's why I'm saying it don't matter who you saying, you know, well, they didn't play nobody.
Hey, Tim, we understand that Knoxville College could beat Alabama on any given day.
Sure,
but how much of a chance you willing to bet on that?
Exactly.
I think Georgia or whoop Michigan on any given day.
I second that. You better go back to the days of Bo Schembechler or somebody like that, goddamn, if you want Michigan to beat Georgia. You better go way back. They had shit in the last 10 years to do that.
Oh, man. Not the Bear Bryant era.
Still how? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Who is that?
Yeah, we hear you,
Miss Lee. Miss Lee, what happened, Miss Lee?
Hey, Tim House, I got a question for Tim House. Where you at? Where'd he go?
Tim. Tim House.
You know,
I'm
sorry, man.
Right, much more to
online. Put it on mute. Hey, I'm so used to putting it on mute.
Tim House, let me say this. Tim House, tell him you're a bad him when Crystal let him come up here and visit us. Tell
them
you're a
bad
MD.
Oh, man.
I tell you what. I tell you what. I'll stop all that bullshit right now. I tell you what. Put some money up, goddamn shit, or I'll show up there in the next couple of days. That's what you do. Bet some money.
You just going to lose some more money. It's about to be a 20th anniversary.
Real talk.
Real talk. Let's go blue.
Bet $1,500.
You
ain't even got
$1,500.
Get on his ass.
You want to bet that?
Get on his ass.
That's right. That's right. You want to bet that?
You want
to go on FaceTime and I'll show you?
I don't want to take your Social Security check and your SSI.
You want to go on FaceTime and I'll show you?
No. You ain't
get on
it.
His ass.
So go your money
you won't bet that. You won't bet that. I bet you won't bet that.
Because I don't want to drive that far by myself because I'm a female and there's too much stuff happening on the highway. That's the only reason why.
Well,
and I'm
okay.
Not flying down there. I ain't a female.
I ain't finna drive up there no way.
Yes,
I'm not
going to
drive up there.
I will ride a bus up there or a train.
I can get on the train.
No.
I can go to New Orleans and get on the train. Now you want to do that? You want to bet some money on that? You want to bet some money on that? You want to be at the train station?
Yeah, big house.
She got him stuttered.
Go do it.
You got
your ass.
Oh, man, not the fans, break.
Hey, Tim House. Oh, she got your ass, Crooked Letter. She got you. Get on his ass.
Hey, Tim House.
That was your mouth.
He on his two-step.
You want to bet your money, too? You want to bet your money? Bet some money, too.
When
you
get
that
much,
it's all about you betting that much.
That's it.
And I approve it.
You heard what she said, Quick 11.
You heard what I just said, too. It ain't like it was for me 3-4 years ago. It ain't like that no more.
She said, get
like
your big
no
boot country ass up here.
I ain't lost shit up there in that icebox. I'm not coming up there in that motherfucking icebox. I don't like cold weather.
That goes by point right there.
Fuck that icebox. I'll come up there for some money.
Listen to this. I done worked 12 hours, drove an hour and 20 minutes home, went to sleep for 2 hours, got up and drove to Indiana, drove to Ohio.
Well,
okay, don't play me like that, bro.
She sure did.
Oh, okay.
Get on his ass.
So what?
Yep.
So what? Listen to what you just said. Now, I done drove to Florida. I done drove to Georgia. I done drove to goddamn Alabama. I done drove over to Louisiana.
Well, I'm talking about...
You ain't going no damn way. Stop lying, Quick 11.
Oh, man. Come on, Lee.
Somebody lying. Somebody lying.
I'm talking about
to the travel. I then drove to Georgia and then drove back to Michigan. Matter of fact, I just drove to Georgia 14 hours, stayed there for 24 hours, and drove back by myself.
Somebody lying.
Now, come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See,
you
right there at home, just like I'm at home. You ain't went nowhere. That ain't nowhere. Yeah, Ohio and Michigan, 5 hours. Hell, it's damn near 5 hours of fucking Jackson from here.
I'd have been to Florida 4 times. How many times you'd have been to Florida?
Okay, so shut your mouth.
I have no reason to go to no glory.
If you ain't got no reason to go, then why are you watching on TV?
I ain't got no reason to go. I ain't never told you I wished I was there. I ain't never told you that.
Get on his ass.
It's certain races that I ain't going to go to anyway. Why you on here?
Get on his ass.
You
hey,
get on my ass.
Do not go somewhere
like you big and bad,
like you gonna go somewhere and you ain't gonna do nothing.
Who call you heard me talk about? You ain't never heard me talk about nobody call.
Just gonna get back in the swamp.
See, you said you're lying now because you ain't heard me talk about nobody called. I ain't had no reason to talk about nobody called. Only thing I did was
got
that
more
lying
than
house
he
and
got
body. I'm making myself look stupid talking to you because see, you just talking and ain't talking about shit because what you saying ain't true. Uh-oh.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me ask you this. So you ain't never say, oh, such and such car go fast. You ain't never say that? If you haven't, then you lying because that's
talking about the next level, Lee.
Somebody lying.
Yes, sir.
For real about that one.
But this is somebody lying.
For real.
Yes, sir.
I don't talk about nobody call.
Oh boy. My.
You talking to your ass.
All this excitement.
And I'm talking to your ass.
Hey, Quick 11.
Yes, ma'am.
I got you, ma'am. Don't worry about it. I'm going to call Gwen tomorrow. I'm going to call Gwen tomorrow.
Yes,
I know how to get you back.
Yes,
I'm going to call Gwen
tomorrow. Come on, Lee.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to call Corey, too.
Hey,
I'm going to call Corey.
You're going to call Corey.
I'll send him out.
Man, I got to tell you the truth. Now, I ain't going to tell no lie about it. I've been talking.
Come on.
Watching the weather report. They say there's a storm coming up here this year. There's
going to
be a storm coming.
What storm is
that?
Tim Howe. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Tim Howe.
Yes, sir.
What kind of insurance? Who you buy your insurance from?
Oh, man.
Life insurance, health insurance, power insurance.
Now, who you shop with, though?
Progressive?
They be saving the hell out of you, Phil.
Oh, come on, Flop.
Man, that lady came right on and bailed Tim out, man.
Yes, sir. I needed your help.
Lord, how much.
My. This ain't my day.
Ain't crooked letters neither.
And yours neither. Hey, all I'm gonna say is, you gotta remember now. You can stick your head in the ground, but your ass still up now. Remember that now.
Oh man,
get on his ass.
Throw the towel in.
Ain't no ass to get on here, bro. Because like I said,
Crooked letter, would you shut the hell up, man?
Hell no. Hell to the no. Hell no. But anyway, don't get mad with me because Michigan got a trash football team. Shit, I can't help that. I ain't with the SEC.
Oh,
Lord,
that makes...
Why are you in your feelings? Everybody on here just having fun.
Wait a minute. Who said I was in my feelings? You want me to be in my feelings. I have no reason to be in my feelings because what you just said is like a hill. It's mine over mouth. I don't matter what you say. It don't matter.
Okay.
It shit don't matter what you saying. Because what you saying don't make a damn. It don't pay me. It don't feed me. I ain't full off of it. Ain't none of that shit there. You know what I'm saying? You can say that shit. Let me tell you something. Hold on. You still are. I don't give a damn. But the thing about it, I ain't in my feelings. No, baby. I ain't gonna never be that.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You know what? You know what? Who said fuck me? Tell them that again. Don't fuck me. Suck me. You can get more juice.
Come on with that dry ass kind of cheese.
Oh,
well,
you ever had it?
If you done had it, then you can tell me it's a dry ass piece of skin.
Before you go,
my shit's some dried up skin. Look at that old dried up shoe you got between your goddamn legs. No Hold on. I'm going to apologize to you for that because I ain't got no business talking to you like that. Ms. Lee, listen at me. I'm going to apologize to you for that one because I ain't got no business talking to you like that. I'm going to leave that alone. I consider you to be my friend. I ain't got no business talking to you like that.
I'm not in my feelings. I know what my shit do.
I was teasing you, but I'm just saying to you, I ain't never been talking to you like that.
It don't hurt my feelings. I work with a whole bunch of people that have said some shit like that.
Some of these old some of these old rusty ass niggas like Lee on here and shit like that old rusted old beat down speaker box looking motherfucker. I ain't gonna apologize to him.
Lord,
you ain't gotta apologize to me.
Throw the towel in, Stokey. Throw the towel in.
Man, that's what
you're
talking about. Cookies and all
the
type of shit on this motherfucker
tonight. Hey,
Stokey.
Hey, Stokey.
Hey,
Stokey,
hey,
you got some home
out of
hoagies?
You got some home out of hoagies, man? This shit getting good.
Man. Man. You know, they finished. Yeah, I'm going on mute, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Throw the towel in, Stokey. Throw the towel in.
Man.
Mudbone for president. Walker for president.
Yeah.
Cadillac didn't hit the one button after that shit.
Oh, man.
I gotta call it like it is. I don't know why in the world Crooked Letter threw some shots like that, called the man Herschel Walker. I can't believe he did that, man.
Man.
Holy
shit. See, I cut that bullshit out, man. Cut that shit out.
Look a lot of wood, man, enough to break it down and apologize.
Your mother bone, you should have put a towel
man. Took a lot of apologize, man. Can't hold that
against you. Stalky crazy.
Truck, goddamn it, went off in the middle and hung over the bridge all the way out into the water.
Man, that motherfucker. They shut the whole toll road down for that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm glad my man all right, but I know where he's going to be at Monday morning at the unemployment office.
I wonder how that man do that.
I don't know. That was a UPS driver.
Whatever happened, he got some TV explaining to do. He fucked up. It's, like you say, he got a Chinese thing. One gone.
What did he do? How did he?
Man.
What happened? What did he do?
They lost control of the vehicle.
It's a gap between the lanes on 80 right there, and he got them somehow got over. Between the motherfucking, in the gap
that was
and,
on 90,
and fell down in.
That was on 90.
Huh?
On 90.
Yeah.
Man, that dude had to fall asleep for that truck to go between there like that.
Yeah.
I don't even lose control.
I don't know what the hell happened.
That motherfucker, I'd like to see how they got it out.
Stevenson got him out. Stevenson got him out. You know who Stevenson is, don't you?
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, they call it the big equipment.
Man, Stevens will come over with that crane and say, well, how far y'all want me to put him up in there?
But see,
yeah, rest
but
of that
see,
and then grab
see,
him and pull
it,
him on up.
It was wedged in between that. They had to cut that truck at the bottom.
No, Leon. The cab broke loose from the trailer. And Stevenson got them and grabbed that motherfucker, what was left of that trailer. And brought his ass on up.
Mm-mm, kids,
yeah.
The truck and trailer, the tractor was still hooked on to the trailer.
The trailer, Leon, the tractor broke loose from the trailer. And they pulled the trailer on
it's
up.
Over now.
I said they had to do that. They
so
couldn't pull that truck
so
and trailer.
So the in the water.
It had
the tractor
to go
fell
to
off
water.
Into the water.
That shit was fucked up.
But they had a bad motherfucker get him out of there. Stevenson, goddamn it, they can pull a motherfucker out from nowhere.
Yeah, we call them motherfuckers. Some shit. I know that bill was a motherfucker. Ooh.
Stevenson, the baddest crane operator in the motherfucking Midwest.
Man. I know that motherfucking bill has some zeros behind it, baby.
Yeah, but I know where he'll be at come Monday morning around about 7 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock when the unemployment office opens up.
I know that motherfucker has shit all up his back.
Yeah.
I swear.
No, he had shit up his back. Man, ain't no way.
Lucky, goddamn it, it was empty. Lucky it was empty. Didn't have no packages in it.
That's why I say he had to nod off. But he got an empty tractor and he got an empty trailer. And that motherfucker ended up, and like I said, how did his truck and trailer get between that two bridges like that?
Leon, they be pushing people so hard. You know, you got to work and all that. Work doubles,
If you see how that trailer went between the two bridges, it's like you almost can't fit a car between there. And that trip, and it went all the way down there.
I know when the cab went over. I know he rode the concrete wall. When the cab went over, goddamn it, the trailer just followed it on down.
But when I seen this morning, I got up this morning. Look, the tractor was still hooked up to it because they said he fell out and he was set on the damn block thing down there.
Right, exactly. But when they started pulling it up, Leon, the tractor broke loose from the trailer.
Yeah, right.
It fell in the water.
That's too much. To me, that's too much weight to try to pull straight up between that and his wheel down there like
Man,
that.
Man, please. I don't know what you're talking about. Stevenson, goddamn, can pull. them the baddest motherfuckers in the Midwest.
You some bad motherfuckers, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Stokes, you know, Stokes, I'm saying is when you got some weird like that, I said they have to cut that trailer, look that truck, that tractor.
No, They did not do no cutting. The trailer
Uh-oh.
Was empty, Leon,
Uh-oh.
So it didn't have no weight on it. It didn't have no weight.
That's like you taking 100,000 pound coil and pull it straight up in a ravine like that, and it's got to go in the bind.
Well, the trailer wasn't breaking loose when they was pulling it up anyway. And
right.
Like I said, by it being empty, it didn't have no weight. And the cab broke loose when they started pulling it up.
Yeah, well, that motherfucking truck driver, I know one thing. If he didn't go to church, he better live in church. Because I was looking for a person to be dead up in there.
Yeah, he didn't get no scratches on him. A little shook up, but he didn't get hurt.
Man, that boy, I'm telling you, that boy has shit all up his back. It was shit all in that cab. Woo! Fuck that. Shit. I was driving, about 2 3 weeks ago, coming to Ohio when they had that bad windstorm. That shit
was
going on. Man,
yeah.
I'm talking about you seeing trucks flipped over. And I'm driving 45 to 55 miles an hour. That wind was hitting that motherfucking trailer. You were seeing how the trailer was rocking like that motherfucker's gonna lean over. I said, man, this shit here is crazy.
Hey, Stokes, so I drive box trucks. I was coming from Ohio yesterday. Motherfucker, we was coming across that bridge. That motherfucker, my box truck almost flipped over to the river, man. That motherfucker, I had to hold on to that motherfucker. I was like, all right.
Talking about the bridge near downtown?
No,
I'm in Ohio. Yeah, I'm saying in Ohio, Toledo.
Man,
where the fuck I was coming from? I was coming from Columbus. You ain't seen wind yet. Go across the Mackinac Bridge. Shoot, man, they have to shut that song gun down sometime.
Yeah. The whole Midwest had that wind advisor.
But I know one thing. I got to get up in the morning. I got pillows everywhere. I got covers everywhere.
Hey, I'm driving right now doing Uber. I'm on the freeway doing 70. This bitch blowing me into the next lane.
That's what I'm telling them right now. I got stuff everywhere in the backyard.
I'm gonna take mine at home.
Damn.
Hey, I done made a buck sitting here lollygagging talking to y'all, man.
That's up, baby.
Hey, what time does Street King open up in the morning?
He'd be calling me at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but that if you're going to be up at the shop, Leon's talking about going up to...
He'll be at the shop by 6:30.
Oh, okay,
No later than 7.
I'm probably going to hang up there for a little bit tomorrow.
What time you think you're going to get there, Leon? I'll come on up there and get some breakfast with y'all, too.
I know. You know what? I'll probably leave out here at 3 o'clock.
Man, I'm on my way to the house.
Your ass needs to be going to sleep then, goddamn.
Man, I'd be all right.
Get the cookies in that Mountain Dew. He all right. Give him a pack of cookies in the Mountain Dew. He good.
What you say? That good coochie will make you up, right?
Yes, sir. That good coochie. I love that coochie. I'm about to go get some coochie right now.
Hey, boy, I'm waiting on you.
Hey, hold on, watch these nuts off
and stick that bull head right in there, baby.
Lord, how much?
Easy.
Hey, you know hey, bro, check my house. Bet you hit that right spot. They be like, come at me, baby.
Yes, sir.
I dropped the whole load in there. I'm like Lil Will at the dump. I'm dumping it all, baby.
This is a family show.
This is a goddamn family show. They just won't let this goddamn pussy go bad, man.
Hey, bro, Tim, man, you know, remember the barbecue people I told you right here on 7 Mile of Hubble? Remember I told you about them that one time?
Yeah.
When they got your mom some food or something. Man, I went there the other day and got some chicken because I ain't been eating really. I got some grilled chicken and shit. Motherfucker, I went home and ate chicken fucking red as fuck. None of that chicken was done. I was mad as a motherfucker. Like, man,
I know that's right.
I wrote them on Instagram, like, man, that chicken is nasty as hell, and it was not done. I couldn't even pull it apart. It wasn't even done, for real.
I ain't eat no chicken with all that blood.
That's
horrible.
Next time I see it, I'm sure going to tell you that shit was nasty as fuck. It wasn't even done.
Man, you have been shitting goddamn for 3-4 days. Goddamn, been something in your ass.
Doggone stomach be knotting up like a man. Bump that. I ain't gonna do it.
I ain't gonna hold the world on my shoulder. Whatever I was winning.
Number 4 lost USC. USC lost to Utah. It's over with for them.
Well,
Michigan don't play this weekend, do
they? I like that.
Yeah, they're playing Purdue.
Yeah, they play Purdue. They play tomorrow night at 7:30.
If they knock Purdue off without having their number one,
they nothing to talk about. Well, they could. TCU better win.
That's all I know. They coming to see Georgia. I'll be calling Crooked Letter real quick. I got to call Flop real quick.
Call me.
Michigan on their way.
Call me.
They on the way.
Call me.
I told my father-in-law, we coming to see you,
call
boy.
Call me. That's all you got to do.
Well, they wouldn't see Georgia until the finals. No way, Tim House. They wouldn't see Georgia until the finals.
Right.
No way, because they ranked number 2.
I can't feel yourself. I don't want to.
Alabama ain't
in
there. I like
Mr. King. I forgot all about that. Oh, man. Not the club. Yeah, he wanted me to come out to the bar with him at Jovan's. I forgot about that.
I'm calling up at home. I'm well. So I was on Uber, right, and it's a group of white guys, and it's an Indian guy with them. They gave the Indian guy some type of pill or Molly or something. The dude in here hallucinating like,
oh, no.
What's going on with me, man? I'm like, dog, they laughed at him in the background. In the back, I'm laughing, too, because it's funny as fuck. He's in here tripping, man. I'm like, let me get these motherfuckers where they got to go. Get them out of here.
Goodness gracious.
My. They talking about, we want to go to a titty bar. He said, I don't want to. And they said, we're going to go to a little titty bar. He said, I want to go to a big titty bar. I don't want to go see little titties. I want to see big titties. I said, this is
oh, my goodness. Go to Charlie, Stokey. Come on now.
Hey, Tim Howe.
Yes, sir.
Tim Howe. One of my favorite football players of all time came from Michigan. Oh, Woodson that played with the Raiders. Charles Woodson. Came from Michigan.
Uh-oh. My.
I thought you was going to say Herschel Walker.
Not the Herschel Walker.
I ain't never liked Herschel Walker. I ain't like him when he was at Georgia, and I ain't like him when he was at Dallas. And, man, that man got one of the ugliest sisters you ever want to see in your life. Carla Walker, ugly motherfucker.
Hey. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir?
I sure wish you had let me know a lot earlier that Chuck wasn't on the phone. I could have cut up. I could have said anything I wanted. I could have cut up.
When you're on the phone with me, man, you can cut up anyway. Chuck ain't nothing.
Uh-oh. Hey, Eddie. Hey, you need to be quiet. Tim, I'm a knock. That no good rotten Chuck, boy. Well, we had a good show today. We know that Michigan coming out and slapped Georgia in the mouth. We know that Chuck going to get knocked out by a big red and mud bone. We know Brooklyn ain't coming up here. Man, we know we got electrical trucks, chemo ain't.
Well, one thing about it, Tim, you don't know that Crooked Letter coming up there or not. You don't know if Crooked Letter coming up there or not, because Crooked Letter got folks up there. You don't never know that. I got folks right over there off of Woodward Avenue.
Well, I know. You talking about our Woodward in Michigan, I know you're talking about something. That's number one. Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Number one road in Michigan. That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah. They're right off of Woodward Avenue. Right there where they put that new overpass off through there, they right there. They, a few years ago, anyway, but you know.
Yeah. Well, we got electric trains and all that going down the center of it. We rough now. I like that.
Well, they've been had electric trains, so Tim House.
You know, I never rode it yet, but I'm going to try. But I rode the People Mover. I like that because it takes you from all downtown. It takes you all around to all the Renaissance centers through the big hotels and casinos and all that. It just drives right through the buildings and things like that. You know, you just get off, pay a little 25, 50 cent, whatever it costs, and go right up, get right off. You can park your car way on the other side of
in the parking lots over there, and then it is dropping right there. And now they got this new one that goes straight down Woodward, straight down all the way from downtown all the way to Hamtramck, Highland Park, I mean, all the way to Highland Park. They should have took it all the way to the city limit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Man, me and Mudbone could have cut up today, man. Talking about Chuck ain't going to have no interruptions. We could have cut up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't give a care about no Mudbone and Jim House either. Uh-oh. I heard you and Eddie were talking about me, Tim House, with your fat behind. Uh-oh. I like that. This is Ted Chuck behind.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
I don't know. Yeah, Mudbone, you had a lot of good things today. You had a lot of good things today.
Yeah, man.
Let's go blue.
Run Kimo out of here. Flop fell asleep. He gone. No Chuck today. We happy. We had a good time. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Tim,
hey,
what did they ever do with the land Dragway 40, Detroit Dragway was sitting on?
Man, they plowed it all down, and now there's a big old gigantic trucking company owns all that, man. They got truck trailers and stuff lined up for the whole
look
of that property.
Okay.
Man, that was a day. I could probably could have rolled my bicycle from where I work down to the drag strip. Down here in Detroit, Milan, the Pier, 131, and Mid-Michigan. Man, we got a whole lot of tracks around.
Well, didn't too many of y'all go to Mid-Michigan, no way.
Nope. I never been there.
And white folks didn't want y'all coming over there.
Well, if they don't want us, I ain't going. They ain't got to fight with me. I keep my little money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard, Greg.
Yeah, Ubley. I forgot about Ubley up here. Ubley, Lapeer, Milan, Detroit, 131, and Mid-Michigan. That's a whole lot of tracks right there. Oh, and Onondaga, where Junior goes, and he do all his blood racing and all the shootouts, and he wins all the races. But ain't nothing there but a bunch of Pintos and Volkswagens.
Oh, man.
No.
No, I forget the name of that track. What's the name of that track over there in was that Windsor, Canada? After you cross the bridge over there?
Yeah, I just thought of Brampton or Brighton or something like that.
Brampton or something like that.
Yeah. I never went, but people like Mr. Willie and all them been over. They said they were very nice.
Yeah, I know they've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
When they was going over there, you didn't have to have all them credentials and shit. You know, you could cross the border.
Well, people don't even realize, and I tell you the truth, kid. People, because we talk about it so much, people don't even realize Canada is a foreign country. People don't look at that, and you need a passport and all that to go there. The Queen don't play all that stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, it's just Canada. No, because we cut to Canada to get to New York to go to Niagara Falls and stuff like that. It's a foreign country, just like Mexico.
Yeah.
Foreign country.
Yeah. I know one thing about it. I don't want none of their money. I don't want none of their money because it's too big, goddamn it, to fold and put it in your pocket.
all that old funky ink they use, it'd be all on your pants and pants, man.
Goddamn extra large bills they'd be having.
They got all kind of crazy stuff. They got a regular change, pennies, nickels, and dimes, and then they got dollar, $2, $3 coins, and all that old fake garbage. Looks like, I don't know, man. I've never seen no junk like that. I got some of that junk on my desk. And I went over to Canada, brought it back, and then I was going to get to one of the truck drivers to exchange it for me, you know, because I went past the exchange place, and if you go up
y'all should have plenty of places over there in Detroit, goddamn it, to exchange that money.
Yeah, but you got to go to, like, the duty-free station, and then when you get on there, they expect you to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So what good does it do? You got to ride all, pay to go all across the bridge and pay to
hey,
all
the hey, hey, Tim Ross.
Uh-huh.
It happened when I was, like, 8 years old, I went over there. We used to live down there on Bagley and Trumbull.
Little townhouses.
And so my granddad went over there. He's like, I'm about to go buy some sick carton of cigarettes. I'm like, okay, I'll ride with you. We ride over there to Canada to the border. He bought a cigarette. And he said, all right, have fun in Canada. He said, hold on, I ain't going to no goddamn Canada. He said, you buy these cigarettes, you is. He said, we can get my money back. So they made him do a loopy round. He had to go up and then come back around to the officers. They was asking all types of questions. They was asking, like, how you know this man? And, man, it was crazy. And then my granddad had all types of swords and shit in their trunk. They were searching him. Like, man, what the fuck type of shit is this, man?
Yeah. They don't need no search warrant. And if you go across the duty-free, you don't have to pay no tax. But they expect you to stay in Canada for 2 or 3 days or stuff like that because that's what they know. If you do that, you come back, you ain't got to pay no tax on it. So that's why, where you normally, I don't know how much they cost, but if you paid $10 for a carton of cigarettes, if you went to duty-free, it's only $5.
Right.
Because people used to go across to Canada when gas was, I just use a number, gas went up to $4 a gallon, you could go over to Canada and get it for $1.75, you know, because they do liters.
Wow.
Liters is more, and, man, you got your car filled up for $25, man. I used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Is that old ragged-ass tunnel still leaking water?
No, it wasn't leaking in because you get over there, the queen don't like all that junk over there.
You know, they need to patch up some of them holes, goddamn it, leaking into that tunnel.
Man, I don't go through the tunnel. I go over the bridge. I think I can stand a better chance. You up under all that water, boy. That's a lot of pressure. I don't know what they're doing. I like you said, I see water coming all out, seeping and leaking.
Yep. It ain't just started. It's been like that.
Mm-hmm.
What, they got a tunnel to go underwater, man?
Yep, go up on the Detroit River.
Over into Canada.
And see
it. And yep. People don't know. They actually have two tunnels because they got another tunnel that the train goes through. And it comes in behind our Detroit train station building that was at one time really, really luxurious, but now it's just an eyesore. But they said they're trying to fix it. But there's another one come right, and it goes right behind. They call it the train station or Mexican Village, and that's where it comes up out the ground right there.
Yeah, Big Ed, we went over there to Canada a long time ago, and went through the goddamn tunnel. Water be seeping in there onto the pavement and shit. I said, man, please. I won't have to worry about coming back through here no more. Come back. It'll be over the bridge. It won't be through this tunnel.
And they got big old signs. Do not blow your horn. People come through there, bah, 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 blowing the horn, motorcycles, making all that darn noise because it got nowhere to go. It makes everything loosen up. Man, I don't want that. Mm-mm. I drove my race car through there one time. I had a Chevelle. I drove it through there. I said, man, I must be crazy. Up under all this water, concrete, water and all that. I don't swim that easy.
They got a tunnel up there in New York City, too, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Yep.
My.
Man.
Yep, go up under the Hudson River over to New Jersey.
And you know what else I used to I'd be amazed at, kid, how they can, I don't
What's
know
that?
How they do it, but they shut the water off at the Niagara Falls. And they can, they stop it.
Yeah, well, they did that a few years back when they had to repair it or something. Yep.
Well,
you can go behind the water. You can go behind the water.
Man, I went down. I couldn't hear for
2 days.
They
got an observation deck.
All that water crust. Yep. You go down there, and you can stand right, go almost right up under that water, man. And the boats go up there, man. I couldn't hear for 3 days. All that there, noise of that water smashing down.
Who made a miss?
And I looked how powerful that water is, slamming down. And they talking about people that went over there and those bubbles and stuff like that. Man, I ain't doing that. Shit, I'm dead. Everybody got it. Why in the world would you want to try to go over the falls?
Yeah, well, it's a doubt. That was the daredevil in them.
Yeah, they did it. Few people that made it. And as soon as they make it, they lock
you
behind right up, too. They're going to lock your behind right up, too, if you live.
All them that didn't get damaged by the rocks when they hit down there.
Rocks.
And the rocks
and
are kind of sharp.
Tons and tons of water crashing down on top of you. How in the world you think you're going to survive that, man? And what makes your mind think that you want to do something as crazy as that?
Well, it's like this here. I never heard about a black person doing it. It was always white people.
Oh, man, I'm going to stick my head in the lion's mouth. Okay, well, go right ahead. I ain't going to do it. They say, man, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. You can't even breathe up there,
They're just like...
Died every man. Well, going up there, man.
That's just like all them places where they got sharks. You never heard of a black person getting bit by a shark.
No.
Hey, I went Eddie, I was in Florida in Daytona, and I was out there, and I went splashing all out in the water with them. At night, them guys were up on the pier catching sand sharks. And I saw that. I said, nope, I ain't getting in that water no more. I went right and got in the pool.
I saw on Facebook this guy was playing with a alligator. You know, he was back there at the tail and fooled around in the alligator, spun around there and grabbed his leg and fucked him up. But he wants to play with the alligator.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
If they do that death roll, they're going to rip your leg right off. They don't give a care.
Yep.
If you look at them zebras and wildebeests,
yeah,
and they grab a hold of one of them. That's
their nature. That's their nature.
They're going to tear your arm. Man, they ain't doing no crazy stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
like I said, you don't hear about black folks doing no shit like that.
Nope. They going down the river, they don't, and they got these little boats, and the hippopotamus, big as the boat, man. Get the heck out of here, man. I ain't doing that. They got people going through the junk, whatever they call it, the lion. They ain't got no, they in the truck. They ain't got no cage around it, no nothing. Man, they ain't dealing with no darn 500, 600-pound lion. He ripped you to pieces, man, and you sitting out there. They jump in the darn truck with you. You got problems.
The thing about it is, what I don't know how they don't understand it.